You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I don't know your tattoos.
Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's right. Got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara. Isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? He actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, and I got to clutch my fucking chest and grab
a
fucking, you know, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come. I was wondering when I would be first. Your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh my god!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yeah. Yes! Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains raped.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please make sure you Skype in. We don't have a phone number anymore, so that's finito. But Skype in. You can also go on Ustream and go in the chat room. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And don't forget, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can download the Riotcast app and listen to us on there, or the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Thanks for that.
It's we like were like watching all the conductors. Orchestra.
You're talking with your hands there.
I was keeping me focused.
Honorary Italian.
I got to have Italian in me somewhere.
In your ass.
No. Definitely not.
Way too easy.
Yeah. Walked right into that one.
Yeah, he did.
Drop your pants.
That's
she's
funny.
Got like a huge vagina from fucking so many
Italian
other guys.
Italian guys.
Oh, man.
So.
I'm not here.
What's that?
I'm not here. I'm only here because I don't want to get fined.
I like it.
So don't talk. Just to say, you know, I'm here.
I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
Okay. Just making sure.
You can ask me. Y'all can ask me what you want to ask me, but I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
He's such a douchebag.
What an ass.
He's such a tool.
He's an N-word. He's acting like one. Let's be honest.
He's such an asshole.
Did he answer any questions?
Yeah.
He answered every one.
Yeah, he answered every single question with... I'm only here because I don't want to get fined. That's every answer
every
to every
answer
question.
Was that.
Yeah.
Today was, shit. You know what I'm here for. You know what I'm
not
here.
To, not to sidetrack, but I couldn't finish reading the article because I was like in a rush to get here, but something about an NBA player got a mic shoved in his face, like jabbed
in
his face.
Yeah, yeah.
What, was he pissing the guy off or something?
He wouldn't answer questions or something.
Some NBA player was pissing the reporter off and he jabbed him in the face again. And the picture is a still shot of like his nose like smushed up like this with the mic in.
I'm surprised he didn't whoop his ass.
I know. I can't believe it.
What's this? Like, what's the problem lately with this? That players don't want to have these press conferences.
Well, it's really just him for the most part. I mean,
it's the guy
Marshawn Lynch.
Well, remember not too long ago, I can't
better watch
remember.
It. That last name's gonna come. It's gonna be more of a suggestion than a name.
Oh my god! Jesus, extremely racist.
I'm just saying, you know.
It's funny.
Yeah, can you imagine all the reporters, like, they start throwing fucking mic cords over a tree stump? Like,
oh, my God.
You want to answer questions, motherfucker?
Yeah, this guy, he refused to answer a question. Greg Monroe from Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, remember? And wasn't there another guy that all he answered with was like, yes, yes, maybe?
That's
that same essence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even during the season.
Yeah.
You talking about Lynch?
Yeah.
Oh, it was always the same person.
Yeah.
Holy
same
shit.
Same asshole every
well,
time.
Well, what's his problem? He's been in the league forever.
Something's
hasn't
wrong
he?
With him. Yeah, they got
he's
a high
been, he's been around for a while.
Yeah. They got a high school interview with him going nuts, like just you know, interviewing normally.
But this is obviously this year isn't the first year that he's been interviewed.
I actually
right?
have a clip of his interview in high school.
I'm sick of this shit.
I think he said, I'm gonna take my fuck line off. To Sizzler.
Damn that motherfucker run fast. You see that shit?
Fuck off.
So nobody knows what his problem is, he's just being a jerk?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk to the media.
Why?
There's so many questions surrounding this. Like for instance, like his teammates and even other players that he's been teammates with in the past have said that he's like the nicest guy in the world or whatever, and he's actually not like what he seems to be. And they say some of them say we don't know why he's doing this, and some of them are saying that he's bashful and he's not good with the media or something like that. Like he's just. He's like awkward, I guess.
And be awkward. Who
which
cares?
Is crazy because yeah. I heard he's in a Super Bowl commercial coming up this weekend for Skittles.
Yeah.
He's in a Skittles commercial this weekend. And it's
so
like.
He's just being a jerk to be a jerk, it sounds
I
like.
I guess so.
I think he was on Jimmy Fallon, too. Him and Gronkowski.
Really?
Yeah. They were playing a video game or something.
Wow. Yeah. I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
So, but if you don't do the press conferences, then you
he already got
fined.
Yeah, he's been fined.
There's not a person in this world that doesn't have at least a part of their job that they absolutely cannot stand to do.
Sure, like doing it.
Doing press conferences is part of his job.
Right.
Dealing the media is what makes. I mean, it's what made sports as popular as they are.
But my question is this: all right, to all the Seahawks fans. Does this bother them?
Of course not.
No.
I mean, if somebody on the Eagles was doing it, would you care?
If he was a special teams player, no, they would lynch him.
Yeah, I would. I would. I would definitely be pissed off if my team
had
whatever.
An asshole.
Yeah, like well,
like,
that
what
would
about
be
with
like
T.O.?
That. Yeah, but he wouldn't shut the fuck up. T.O. He said stupid shit.
But did that annoy you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did it? I love
yes.
that about him.
What?
I love that about him.
It's my quarterback.
I love Teo, man.
My teammate.
My favorite was get your popcorn ready. Or when he was doing his fucking, he was a sideshow. When he was doing his sit-ups in his driveway.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was a drive-by.
Remember he didn't have any grass on his lawn and everybody like ripped him apart for it? Because there was just like dirt piles everywhere.
He couldn't afford the grass. So he overpaid.
He smoked it all.
But
he's got a new commercial, Humble Pie. You see that? Humble
I
Pie?
Saw it.
I just don't understand.
He is fucking still ripped, man.
He is.
Oh, he's got to keep himself in shape for you know, standing in long lines at the unemployment office.
He still thinks that he could play. That's why he's in good shape.
He's hoping. He can
nobody
hope.
Will pick nobody him up, though, right? Him.
For what? Ball boy?
Yeah.
Nah, nobody wants
I mean, him. Honestly, I would love. I think the best job for T.O. is in the NFL as a referee. Take the oldest referee and replace him with T.O.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. If not,
that would be entertaining.
That's you need to have like a fucking law degree to understand the rules of the NFL.
I don't know.
Shifty eyes.
I don't know, because even the guys with the law degrees don't seem to understand the rules of the NFL.
No, they understand the rules and they apply them correctly. It's just the rules are fucking stupid.
This is the worst year of football ever when it comes to, like, you know, bad calls and you know, shit happening off the field, like
the way it's handled.
It's like the worst. Yeah, it really is. This is worse than Watergate. It's worse than the Kennedy assassination.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, I mean, you got
the world's going to shit.
You got Ray Rice knocking his wife out in an elevator.
Right.
Right.
She deserved it.
The commissioner lies about not knowing about it.
Right.
You know, then you got Adrian Peterson, who loves to knock out kids.
Yeah.
His own.
The whooping room.
Right.
Whooping room.
The upper room. The whooping room. So it's like, it's all this shit that's going on. And you just, you know, I mean, like, what the fuck is going on? Who's watching these fucking animals? Like, somebody closed the cage already.
Aaron Hernandez is in jail.
Well, you can still...
he murdered, like, a shitload of people, it sounds like.
Well, it doesn't... You know what? He's just... The only difference between him and anybody else, he got caught.
Yeah.
I mean...
Listen, there's 1,500 players in the NFL. There's bound to be a couple that break the law.
Sure.
I mean, it's no different than any other job.
Michael Vick's starting to look like a fucking good citizen nowadays. No shit. Yeah, man. You know? I mean, granted, he did do some pretty heinous shit, but at the same time, he didn't do anything that no fucking Asian did who owns a restaurant. You know?
Oh, my God.
You know? So say what you want about Michael Vick, but you ate the food.
Fight chickens? Is that what he...
What? No, chickens? They serve dogs and cats. General Tso's kitten.
No. That's what I eat too.
Oh, really?
I like General Tso's. Not anymore.
Kung Pao kitten.
Wonder why that chicken's dark. It's not really chicken.
Yeah, dude,
it's
that's
like dark.
They're like, and they put in the fucking menu white meat. Yeah. That shit is not white. Oh. That's, you know what they
it's
do?
Cat's thigh.
You know what they do? They like take, because apparently the cat and dog meat's so tough,
right,
that it's like marinated for weeks.
Really?
To make it like tender. Because if not, it'll be like beef jerky.
Right.
Because, you know, it's so thin. The muscles are so thin.
Wrong, beef jerky.
You don't pay $9 a plate for it.
If it's good jerky.
I believe the freshest thing in that dish is the broccoli. Yeah. Where do you see them growing broccoli? Anywhere around this restaurant?
It's not broccoli. Yeah.
They got imitation shrimp. You know, it's ridiculous what they got over there.
Fuck.
But doesn't matter. I'm just here because I don't want to get fined.
Who's going to fine you? Rob Sprance?
He probably will. At least Robert Kelly will. Until last week.
Once he hears that, we're going to get fined, all right?
Yeah, we're going to get fined.
To find somewhere else to broadcast. That's about it.
No.
I can't stand Marshawn Lynch.
He's an asshole, man.
You know, it's a shame, too, because he's a really good player.
He is.
I want to like him because of the way he plays, but...
You know what? I really do side with him on the whole gold fucking cleat thing. Like, they want to fine him because of his gold cleats. Like, he deserves to wear gold cleats.
They have uniform rules.
I get that, but I mean...
Listen,
he deserves... fucking Chad Johnson used to do that shit all the fucking time.
Yeah, when, this cleats, right?
He had gold cleats at one point. All gold, like, you know, looked like something out of Wizard of Oz.
When they do their collective bargaining agreement, they can either fight to have that put in or not. They don't fight for it, so...
Well, must not be that important to wear.
They can't read.
Like, don't you think that they're just... At that point, they're just breaking rules to break them just because they're bored or
but,
something?
But, I mean, if you're making that kind of money...
Who gives a shit what you wear to work?
Some people just don't do it to make a point. He's doing it to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Whatever he's doing it for, like, he can do it.
I think a couple years ago, Brandon Marshall wore green cleats to bring awareness to mental health disorders or something.
Yeah.
And he's got a mental health disorder.
Right.
So, like, that I understand, but still, there's rules of what you can and can't wear to work. Why is that so fucking hard to understand? Because they're athletes, they don't have to abide by rules. You can't show up to work not in your uniform. I can't show up to work not in my uniform.
I know, I was even thinking of a good, like, example, but I didn't want
to
say.
Like, if I show up to work in t-shirts and jeans, they're going to send me the fuck home.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's like he's still wearing cleats. It's not like he showed up running flip-flops. You know what I mean? Like, gives a shit. Let me tell you something. The Seahawks jersey, the colors and the jersey are so fucking ugly. Gold was an improvement. I mean, honestly.
Vomit.
Really, it's an improvement.
I don't even know what the rules are on cleats. Like, what's the rule?
Everybody has to match.
No gold cleats? I mean, not everybody can wear the same.
Well, whoever...
It doesn't matter.
Provides the cleats to the NFL, whether it's Nike or Reebok, whatever. They have to be that brand.
They have to be that brand. Yeah. First
if
off.
Not, they have to tape over it.
Right.
It doesn't matter to Marshawn Lynch as long as his cleats are fleek.
Michael Jordan did it. He always used to get fined for wearing Jordans, and he wasn't allowed at one point.
I know. But Michael Jordan was the number one reason why basketball was important back in the day. Touché. And you know what's funny?
Do you know Sixers tickets are $5 right now?
They're overpriced.
I'm basing this on an opinion. I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
But I really do believe that Michael Jordan, like, really, I think basketball was at its height when Michael Jordan was playing. I don't think LeBron is doing the same thing for the sport.
He's
Am
not
I
bringing
wrong?
Enough excitement.
Am I wrong?
Well, he doesn't really have a good team either.
Well,
like,
it doesn't matter
Jordan,
what didn't matter what team he was on. When he was on the Heat, it doesn't matter. It's like,
but Jordan had like his like crew too. Like
I get that.
Once he was on the Wizards and stuff, like he wasn't. It wasn't.
I also think that
anymore.
During Jordan's era, I think there were better basketball players.
There was
too.
A lot better basketball.
Like that
players.
Dream team.
That was
everybody
amazing.
On that dream team, that whole era of players, Magic, I think that was probably the best era of basketball ever.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't even know one, besides LeBron James, I don't know one player.
I couldn't
I
name
don't even
five.
Care.
I could probably name
I mean, up. You know, if you give me a couple minutes, I could think of two or three more, but I really,
yeah, but you could make up
it's
names
not like the
and
dream
I wouldn't
team.
Even know.
No.
No, God, it's not
no.
where there was a superstar on almost every team.
Well, yeah, for the yeah. most part, almost there
now
was.
There's not.
No.
Now they all gang up together.
Right.
Because that's the only way to win.
That's
yeah.
the dream
now.
Team, the Miami Heat of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was the dream team. But, yeah, I mean, now it's like, it's just, it's pointless.
Yeah. Basketball's on a downslope for sure.
You know, and
they
I
need
think,
more excitement.
And
it's
I think just, now
it's not a very entertaining game to watch.
It's
anymore.
Not. It's not. I'm
I like watching basketball.
At the stadium.
Or on TV.
Really? I see, I can't watch it on TV. I could go to
a
game.
I'm a basketball fan. I used to watch college basketball.
Yeah, I could care less about basketball.
Yeah, I'm not really in. I can't.
I can't even. You couldn't even give me a free Xbox basketball game. I wouldn't even play that.
Oh, the games are different.
No, I really. I have no interest. Unless it was NBA Jam. I used to love that fucking game.
That's
you
like
know.
Guys with the giant heads.
Yeah, with the big head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starks for three. Yes. He's on fire.
That was my favorite. He's
yeah.
on fire.
But. Yeah, right now, they could have literally naked bitches running up and down the court. I probably still wouldn't turn on a basketball game. Honest to God. So
like,
it doesn't matter to me what they wear because I ain't watching it. Not that it matters what the football players wear. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But
I think that they're all supposed to match, so it's not a distraction.
Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with distraction. I think it's
I
just
assume.
I think it's just, you know, him being flashy, like, you know, he's showing off. Marshawn Lynch, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would guess there's certain colors that they have to wear with whichever uniform they're wearing.
Sure.
Like, if they're wearing their away jerseys to white jerseys, they probably have to wear white cleats. If they're wearing, I don't know what it is,
right.
but gold's not one of the colors they can wear.
Yeah.
And it's something, if he wore it and they put it out in production
like,
and out in the stores, people would snatch that up.
Right. And not to drag this in there because I know it's not a popular thing to talk about, but you know, imagine if they pass that rule in soccer.
Oh yeah,
soccer players they all have whatever they can wear whatever fuck they want on their feet. As a matter of fact, there's some guys that wear one color on one foot, another color on another foot. Like they wear whatever fuck they want, doesn't matter. But nobody gives them shit, and it's funny because they get paid. God, what do some of these guys get paid? They get paid like. Baseball pitcher money. You
more
know what
now,
I mean?
I think the best player in the world gets paid like 25, 30 million per season.
Per season, yeah. It's not even as long as baseball.
Nah, it's close to it.
Yeah, it's close to it.
Well, I mean, there was
without any endorsement.
I was going to say, there was who?
Messi's the highest paid, I think.
Yeah,
it?
But somebody made something
Ronaldo?
Ridiculous, like over $200 million or some
That's
shit like that.
Crazy. They pay him a ridiculous amount of money.
Is that just from playing soccer or is that
That's
endorsements?
It. No, yeah. That doesn't count the endorsements.
Wow.
These teams over there are owned by big companies.
Yeah,
they're
not
owned
big,
by like.
Right. Big corporations, they can afford to do that. They all pull their money in together. It's like, give it to him. You know,
it's not like here. The guy
that
owns the Buccaneers owns Manchester United.
Does he really?
Yeah, Glazer? Ted Glazer?
Glazer Donuts, yeah.
Yeah, Glazer.
Somebody's
good.
Hungry.
Sounds good. Yeah, he owns, like his company owns
right.
Manchester United.
So
are they any good?
Manchester United?
Yeah.
They're always.
Okay, so at least he owns one good team.
Yeah, because that's where he puts all his money in, soccer.
Yeah, Manchester, it's like one of the most popular teams in the world. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, I've heard of them before. I just don't know. Are they good like,
who's
every
the,
year?
Who's the other British team that's good? Chelsea? Is
Chelsea?
That the, there's
Liverpool. No, Chelsea, no. Manchester United, Manchester City.
Yeah, but someone who's always good. It's always There's always two categories. You're either Manchester United or what's the other one? Is it Chelsea?
I think it's
somebody
Chelsea.
Else.
I don't know.
Whatever. Not Chelsea Clinton. But
yeah, stop talking about my daughter. She's
but,
hot.
Ew. Ew. That's so foul.
Not taking
I don't want the visual of Bill Clinton getting his daughter to diddle him.
Ew.
Play with my skin pickle.
Ew.
Skin pickle.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, but I mean, they could do whatever the fuck they want over there. You know, they got their stupid uniforms they got to wear, and that's it. But then the shoes, I guess, don't fall under.
Because it's not a really exciting game, you know.
No, I mean, not for Americans. No.
They're not going.
We're the only country that doesn't really fucking care about it. Everybody else gives a shit about it.
Yeah. So they
kind of like Canada with hockey. Like, nobody in Africa watches hockey. They don't even know what ice is. Like,
you know, I saw a documentary of African. No, they have ice hockey there now.
Wow.
I swear to God. Yeah, I gotta find this.
Like indoor, like those blow up ones.
What are they? I was gonna say, what are they skating on sand? What's going on over there?
No, it's actually ice rinks. I gotta find it. I saw it the other day.
It's probably that ice.
Dude, there was some sort of tournament with like an Iraqi ice hockey team.
What?
Are you sure you're not thinking about the show we did with Rob?
No, Marco, that's not. That's ISIS.
Oh, gotcha.
That's not ice hockey.
Damn it.
Allahu Akbar.
That
was a check into the boards. Oh, he's going to the sin bin.
Yeah, there's a South African men's national ice
five for
team.
Bombing.
I'm going to bomb that place.
Yeah, fucking Mexico versus South Africa ice hockey championships.
What the fuck is going on? Mexico versus South Africa? I couldn't imagine it. I can't even imagine it. It's, Are the Mexican skates, are they like a little lower than everybody else's?
They're lower riders, yeah.
They have like flames painted on them. Skates.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I wonder if these are actually like people that live in Mexico.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine. Nah.
Who's the tallest, or how tall is their tallest player? 5 foot one?
It's the goalie. He's 4'11".
Dude, that guy's got the wrong equipment. Instead of a stick, he's got a leaf blower.
He's wearing highlight equipment for goalie. Wow, that's pathetic.
Yeah, how about that? Very slow motion.
Yeah,
Mexico versus South Africa.
What's their team name? The Flies?
Luxembourg versus Mongolia ice hockey.
Mongolia.
Yeah. It's a whole tournament. New Zealand, they do the whoo, whoo, whoo. You know the dance, the New Zealand dance?
No, I don't know that. I mean, you scared the shit out of me. Just turned into a gorilla.
That's what it sounds like. Hold on, let me see if I can find the Mexico versus New Zealand. How about that?
This is crazy. What kind of fucking, what is this, like a tournament?
Yeah, it's an ice hockey tournament.
For what? What's it, the Third World Ice Hockey Cup. And the Third World Cup goes to, really?
Yeah, dude.
That is so bizarre.
You watched a documentary about it?
I can't believe someone actually took the time.
How bored are you?
Is that on Netflix?
Is marriage sucked that like bad?
It's like watching paint dry.
I'm finding it, man. I'm going to find it. African.
Holy shit.
How long was your kid ignored while you were watching this fucking horrible documentary?
Was it on ESPN or
no,
something?
No, it was on YouTube. It wasn't a documentary. It was like a 10-minute thing. I mean, how much can you do on African ice hockey?
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Fuck, man, I can't find
it's like blind NASCAR. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense at all.
What's that saying? There's a saying. I don't know.
Is that it?
No, but catch 22. Right? It's a catch 22.
Oxymoron.
Oxymoron, that's it.
I was thinking of moron view. So
thanks.
It's a missy moron.
Oxy missy. Catch 22.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, that means.
Isn't that a chapter 11?
Yeah.
Even had the fucking, I gotta find it. Even had the guys that the Kenyans, there was in Kenya.
How did you fall upon this?
Yeah, right. That's what I want.
Trace your internet stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Trace your carbon footprint.
It went from Middle Eastern porn.
Yeah. Shit got weird.
It went from
quick babysitter
porn to fucking.
Was it like ISIS ankles? And then you went right to hockey in Iraq.
Their goalie chest protector is a suicide vest.
Jesus.
What is a 3-on-9 he blows us? He takes out the top scorers.
I like bottom.
Patel, fuck you.
Wow. Suicide vest. Do they wear those executioner hoods instead of helmets? you know the Middle Eastern teams, like you know the like the like Iraq, and because they were in like ski masks instead of like helmets and shit. I just imagine them with AKs instead of sticks, like hitting it with the butt of the gun.
There's a bits and pieces of it. Oh man, they're even fast on skates.
Dude, they look like they can barely stand up on skates.
They can. I'm waiting for him to...
It's like watching the arrows.
Canadian friends, he has discovered a new passion. He says his learning curve was steep.
I couldn't play. I thought it was very hard and tricky. Balancing with the skates, controlling...
Sounds like Fab's African.
So it was tricky until I tried it.
He looks like that actor. He sounds like that actor.
Nowadays,
I can't even think of his
Ali
name.
Says the speed and the skill of hockey.
He has that exact voice in every movie. I don't know what his name is.
15
will get involved, and the sport will grow enough at least to have regular games.
Skating, I have seen.
Ice hockey. All I know is I've seen it on TV. That's I've seen book. It on movies. It's just like the hockey we have here, only that they do it on ice.
Kenya has long dominated distance running at the Summer Olympics, but some Kenyans believe they could one day rival Jamaica's famous bobsleigh team.
No way.
By bringing
what, bobsled against hockey?
Runnings to a major tournament.
Would you like to see Kenya competing in the Winter Olympics? Is that something that's possible in your eyes?
Don't even have coats.
It's very possible with the correct.
They don't need them.
Marketing,
it's Kenya. It's like fucking 80 degrees at night.
Not the Winter Olympics, it won't be.
It's foreign to
they
them.
Won't show up.
It is. Yeah, see?
It is too cold. It is too cold. We cannot compete. It's too cold.
Hockey in Kenya.
Mm-mm. I don't see it.
Well, yeah, Cole Runnings was Jamaican bobsled team, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. That's
that was a movie.
That was a, yeah, but still, it was...
Based off real life?
Yeah, it was based on a true story, but it was... I think it was just that Jamaica had a bobsled team. I don't think any of the other shit happened, including John Candy coaching them.
I think me, you, Rob, and Chris need to get together and sue them. This was our idea.
Yeah.
That's what... Yeah, man, they took it right from you.
Yeah.
Fucking Canadians.
Yeah, they really did, too. Holy shit, they heard the fucking show. They were the only ones listening. They stole the idea. Yeah, I don't understand this at all. I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know,
they're trying to get an ice hockey team. Once they get through the Ebola and the malaria.
Well, if they stay near cold, maybe the virus won't stay around them as much, but I just don't. How can they afford this? You got to imagine, too, like, for instance, South Africa. They already are most of Africa has, like, a big drought going on for the most part. It's always hot. It doesn't rain much. So the water that they do have, whatever pools, is probably urine and shit, and it's camel piss or elephant piss or whatever. Is that what they use? They freeze
the
that.
Ice.
It's like brownish yellow, and they skate on that.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't
so what happens? Like ice. If they fall and they scrape their chin, are they HIV positive? Like
could be.
Oh, they have malaria when they get checked at the board. Ugh. There's like a turd frozen in the.
Do you think that helps the fans see the puck better with yellow ice?
I don't know. I don't know. But not only is there yellow ice, but if there's fans, there's yellow eyes everywhere. Everybody's drawn. What is that? Is that Oreo cookie? This motherfucker. What do they have at the concession stands?
Flies.
Yeah, right? You know, they go around and they're like, the candy man. Yeah, flies.
Super size. That flies. Dirt flies.
They have no beer. They don't have soda. They come around with a ladle of, like, dirty water.
Malaria.
They pass it down, pass it down, pass it down. They're, like, passing the ladle. Dirty water down. Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Oh, man.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like bowling in sand. Like, you know, bowling. Is that a new one?
It was a full ice rink.
Who's going to steal that idea from me now?
Beach bowling?
Beach bowling. Missy will. She's like going to be on a beach this summer. Hey, beach bowling, everybody.
I really need to know how you found that.
I think it was on Facebook.
That's like finding gold, dude. I mean, like, that's
what, like,
hard.
It was trending?
Somebody posted an article on it.
Shit.
They don't even have the wheel over there.
Fuck is this? I clicked on it, and lo and behold, it was fucking Africans playing. I figured South Africa, a bunch of rich white guys. It was just, you know.
Right.
No, it was Kenyans.
Wow.
Kenyans.
God, I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, what's next? Haiti? What are they going to do over there? What could they possibly do over there? They can't even fucking survive over there.
I don't know.
They should turn earthquakes into a sport. You know, just like everyone be ready. Like, you know, just this entire time in between earthquakes, just practice. You know, like everybody have like teams. How many survivors per team? And it's like you win. You get the other team has to build your house back up. You know, like that would be the prize.
I think there's a piece of Haiti that is a tourist spot now. Yeah.
Is that the one that the celebrities built up?
I don't know. It's the cruise ship goes to it and drops people off.
Look, everybody.
Look at how poor those people are.
You know how it is when you get off a cruise ship.
Take a break from eating your lobster for 1 minute. Look at starboard. You see people like waving, please help. Help us.
Send the relief.
We have now arrived at Haiti. It's time to dump our trash and move on.
We're going
to
do a quick flush.
If you have to pee, do it now. These people need clean water.
Where's Haiti at?
It's near Hateland. I don't know.
Is it near Florida?
It's I know it's south, way okay. South.
I was wondering.
What is it? I don't know how many miles off the coast. Like, Cuba's like 90 miles off the coast of Florida. I think Haiti's like further south, I think.
Yeah.
From Cuba?
Cuba.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. I know it's below the equator.
Is it part of South America?
No, I don't know. What?
Is it part of South
America? It's not part of South America.
It's just chilling by itself?
It's next door to what? Dominican Republic?
Is it?
There's an island with it?
Do that? See, I don't know that. Wow, so I went to the Dominican Republic. I was close to Haiti.
You smell Haiti from
No, I smell the Dominicans, though. They smell pretty bad on their own.
I'm pretty sure it's Dominican Republic.
Haiti's the Dominican Republic?
No, they share an island.
Since when does fucking Haiti share anything besides AIDS? And murderers and rapists. This all stemmed from Marshawn Lynch. Just saying.
It is Dominican Republic.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Which island do they share? I want to go there.
One half of the island's Haiti, the other half's Dominican Republic.
Oh.
So I was on
the same land. Yeah. I've been to Dominican Republic, and I was actually right near Haiti. Should have walked over the border and be like, put 1 foot over.
And be like, I was in Haiti.
I got AIDS. It's actually very close to Cuba.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Wow. That's
nuts,
man.
Just Haiti gets the shit end of that stick.
Yeah, Dominican Republic doesn't suffer from earthquakes. What's going on with that?
God hates Haiti.
God, Haiti.
Jesus. He does. Fuck.
Does Haiti get a lot of earthquakes?
Not a lot, but when they get them, they're pretty fucking bad.
Not bad enough.
What, do you want them off the map?
He wants them to break apart and sink.
Those poor Dominicans, they lost half of their island.
They're probably cheering. I don't. I can't imagine they like each other, because it doesn't seem like there's many Haitians in the Dominican Republic, if any. I think it's very segregated
over
there. They
keep them over in their own land, their own section.
Yeah, well, when I was at the resort that I stayed at in Dominican Republic, there was a fucking... If you go like towards the edge of the resort, there's like a prison-style fence that's like so fucking amped up with electricity. And there's a sign that says, you know... Don't climb the fence. Not just because of...
Don't feed the Haitians.
Not just because of the electricity, but it says, beware of gorillas. And I'm like, gorillas? And I'm looking...
Is that what they call Haitians now?
No.
Fuck.
Chris just took the ball and ran with it. But, you know, it's not spelled like the animal. It's spelled like the soldiers, like, you know, the gorillas.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's what they're talking about. And I'm like... Wow, I didn't see any fucking gorillas on the way in. You know what I mean? Not the animal. I'm talking
the
right.
Johns.
I know the difference in the spelling, so I wasn't thinking the animal. I'm like, really? You know? But then, you know, when you're driving that long bus ride from their shitty little airport to the resort, the shit you see is exactly what you would see on CNN during a war. What? Yeah, like it's like there's dudes walking down the street covered in blood with a machete they're holding like this, and I'm like, I don't see any animals. They're just butchered. Like, who knows? This could be like school children they just killed. Like, what happened? I'm lying. There's no schools there.
Okay.
No, but I did see like, you know, half cut pigs like hanging from like someone's like porch. And when I say porch, it's a shack. And it's like held up with like,
like twigs.
Plywood and stuff. It is really, really bad. Really
bad. Did you see any gorillas?
I mean, I saw guys with machine guns, but I don't know if they were gorillas.
But they weren't dressed in, like...
Gorilla suits? No.
No. Like fatigues?
No. Fatigues, no.
I don't know. That's a jungle, right?
Yeah, I don't think... I think they wear... Their fatigues is, like...
Loincloth.
A stolen shirt. And, like, pants. Ripped up pants. And flip-flops, I think. They don't have, like...
But they have guns.
Isn't that interesting?
But it's
crazy.
Aren't the resorts surrounded by like a military? No, you don't.
I didn't go there.
You didn't see anybody like in front of
them? I didn't see any military personnel at all. Okay. No, none. Well. No, I mean, like I said, I don't think
they could be undercover.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe that bloody machete guy was
one. And you know what's funny, too? Like, the news over there is crazy. They don't fucking edit anything. Like, they'll show, like, three kids' bodies in on a road. One's, like, completely run over and mashed. The other one's, like, just in a pool of its own blood. And I'm like, what movie is this? Like, I'm not thinking this. And I'm, like, looking for the thing. And the guy says, it's the news. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Do they speak a different language?
Yes.
What is it?
Dominican.
Do they really, or do they speak?
No,
American?
They speak Dominican.
No. What? Were you saying something? I don't speak Spanish.
They have people that speak English. Like they train their. I'm in a resort.
What's the native tongue?
Dominican.
There's no such language as Dominican.
There isn't. I thought there was. Is it Spanish? I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I'm asking you. You were there.
Yeah, but I wasn't in like the fucking. I was in a resort.
Yeah,
everybody's American in the resort.
He wasn't walking with the people.
Right.
The people that work there, don't they live in town?
I don't think so. I think they probably, there's like a separate place on grounds where they live, like a quarters for them.
God, that's so
Spanish funny. Is the official language.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Spanish.
So, was the news in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess.
Did they close captioning?
That was the weather guy. That was him saying it's going to rain.
Come on, Diana!
It's going to rain. Yeah, the news was like, I didn't understand it. I was just, I was looking at the what was on TV, and I'm like, wow, what movie is this? And it's the news. It's like, Jesus Christ, this is brutal.
What happened to the kids?
I don't understand Spanish. I don't fucking know. They're dead.
Smushed.
One was smushed, really.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was really brutal. I'm like, why would they show this? You know.
Do you think it's better the way that other people live or better the way we live?
Is it better to live in a third world country?
I don't know.
Let's go third world
country. Actually, you know what? To be honest with you, I'm not sure. That's a good question because there's a couple times I like to run over children. I mean, we hit deer here all the fucking time. I mean, that's the same as hitting a human, isn't it?
Does less damage to your car.
Sounds the same anyway when you hit a deer and hit a person.
Have you hit a person before?
I was waiting for someone to ask me that. No, not really.
I didn't.
Did you? I believe that.
Yeah.
How fast you will going? Dodge a squirrel, but you will hit a human being.
It was an accident. He was so mad.
Wait. You hit a pedestrian?
Yeah.
Someone you didn't know?
Uh-huh.
What it's the fuck? How did you not see him? Did you hurt him?
No, he was just pissed off. It's so funny because I always think back to how mad he was. And I'm like, all right.
That's fucking hilarious.
And I'm like, all right, but are you okay, asshole? Like, he's screaming at me. He's like,
motherfuck!
Stupid cunt.
He called you stupid cunt?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, are you okay?
You dumb fuck!
He kicked my truck.
He kicked it?
No, it was when I was driving my truck.
Fuck and you, then, mother asshole!
When I got to work, I checked and there was like a boot print from him.
You think?
Yeah, he was mad. I was like, all right, asshole, but are you okay?
You're a fucking bitch.
And I drove just away. Do what men have been doing for thousands of years and punch the woman.
And then I drove away.
Wow.
I didn't see him.
I kicked the bitch's truck too.
Why? Because she hit you?
No, because she kept cutting me off on purpose and she's laughing about it. I see her shoulders shrugging in front of me in her little red pickup. So when we got to a light, I got out the car and I fucking, like, did a samurai kick right in the driver's side door and dented the whole thing in. I got back in my car and I drove away. I made a left.
Holy shit. That happened on, like, 95 yesterday.
What? Like you got out and kicked somebody?
No, there was, like, a road rage incident where this woman kept trying to run this other woman off the road. And then when they finally got off an exit and stopped, the woman got out and, like, started screaming at him and, like, kicking the car.
She had a kid in the car, too.
Yeah. Yeah. She had a kid.
Wow.
She's freaking the kid out.
She got arrested.
Yeah, you can't do that shit.
I mean, I didn't mean to hit the guy. I didn't even see him.
Was he an old guy?
He was, like, 40.
He was black.
Was he black?
He wasn't black. He was white.
White?
You black son of a bitch! You black motherfuckers!
Yeah, it was.
You don't belong here.
Oh my god!
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, it was like my last day at that job too. I was so
what cab driver?
I was like, I'm so glad I don't have to drive into the city anymore because I just hit a dude.
Jesus I'm like, what, Christ. Missy?
Got mentally retarded. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Yeah,
but then he kept again. Cursing at me, so I just drove away.
The majority of people,
you did a hit and run.
Yeah,
and no, you haven't gotten caught.
He said he was okay.
But that doesn't mean
I didn't run him over and was like, thud, thud, like,
white devil.
But you don't drive away.
What was I supposed to do?
You ask him.
I asked him.
Yeah, but you don't know. He could be in shock.
Call the cops.
Yeah, you call the cops or something. Well,
no way, man.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd rather. Being violent. Listen, I checked the news the next day. There was no hit and run on the news, so it was all as well.
We got a whore. Car 23, we have a...
Whore, slut, bitch.
What's the number for that hit and run?
We have a 324.
There you go.
I I don't fault her. Majority of people get hit by a car, it's your own fault. You know whether you can make it or not.
He didn't make it.
Like, even as a kid, you know if you can make it across the street or not.
Dude, he wasn't playing chicken.
He shouldn't have went if he saw a car coming.
Was he on his cell phone or something?
I don't know. Not when he was
wasn't
screaming
paying,
at
she
me.
Wasn't paying attention.
Not when you hit him.
No, see, I was turning, and I guess I turned into a person.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Because of the side of my car hit him, not the front.
Never mind. It's your fault.
Like, I was turning.
What were you? Were you on your cell phone?
No.
She was playing crack trivia or something like that.
This is a long time ago.
Sorry, sir.
Was this
I'll
in
get
your...
a knife and stab you through your
is
fucking
in my truck?
Arm.
Was this in the Mead?
No, it was in Center City.
Oh, it was in Center City. Oh, my God. You could hit a whack job.
Yeah.
All you know.
Yeah, you could.
He was
really...
angry. I thought he was homeless.
You think? Like, what would you expect him to, like, start laughing? Like,
no, but, like, if you're hurt, be hurt.
If you're like... hurt, be hurt.
But, like, don't just be a maniac and just throw all the curse words at me.
The curse horses. You didn't think we were going to catch that, huh?
I was hoping.
The curse horses. Yeah, I drove away. He was curse worse than me, and I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle the pressure.
He was a jerk, man. And then I was like,
he was a jerk.
She ran him over.
Meanwhile, his fucking his tibula was hanging out of his leg.
No,
his
listen,
pants were
going.
Filled with shit.
Listen, let me paint you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a stop sign in one of those, like, back streets in Center City.
All right, let's paint the picture. Listen to music.
And then I was turning on to, like, Market or something. and I guess I didn't. I actually don't think I had
Did
a stop sign.
You hit the brakes?
Sign.
Did you, like, skid?
No, I don't really stop at stop signs.
You know, when you don't.
You did the California roll?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like, you just kind of slow down if nobody's coming.
When you don't have a stop sign, that doesn't mean you just don't stop at a turn.
I could see that no cars were coming.
So, what are you, like, you have, like, Terminator vision where you can block out humans and just see mechanical shit?
Listen, at a no stop sign street, you would think that it's up to the pedestrian to be the more aware person.
Right.
Yes, but at the same time, from the way you're describing the story, you both had green lights.
Yeah, but cars roll over people. Right?
Cars roll over people.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true. If you're coming up against like a
actually,
walking
I think
lane.
I was going down a one way.
What the
this
fuck?
Story's just getting worse.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, this is why I don't drive in Center City. I never drive in Center City. But yeah,
I don't think you should drive near schools either. Just saying.
I don't think you should drive.
Why? Why near schools?
Because you say cars roll and kids drool.
I just said
a wheelchair, paralyzed.
Well, I didn't even know that I had hit him until I heard.
How do you not know?
Because yeah, right. He hit the side of my car, so I immediately thought.
I was wondering your leg or your neck.
So I thought he had. Walked into my car to be like a jerk. Like, I thought he was being a jerk.
Oh, you thought he was like trying to hit you up for money?
Yeah. So I was.
Why was
like,
he a hobo?
I don't know. I don't think so.
How was he dressed? Was it, you remember? Like, was he.
Like, poor?
Oh, okay. So he was like, oh, he's probably.
So you target
like,
poor people.
Well, no, I commend you then and keep fighting a good fight.
What the fuck is your problem?
I really. Every time I drive home from work, I have to get on the Ben Franklin Bridge. And right at the base of it.
Ugh.
I just want to fucking run them over.
Please do.
The one that sells roses?
Day. No, that guy's no. Cool because he's offering you a service.
Right,
he's
they clean your windshields with spit and fucking newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
wear, and they have armpit air freshener.
I hate them so much. I hate them. Then there's this other bitch. There's this girl, this blonde whore on fucking Delaware Ave that always has these really sad signs. And she looks like she has lesions all over her face.
Yeah, that's
and
the
I
AIDS.
Want to run her over.
She's got the AIDS, yeah.
Yeah.
I see a lot more young people in the city now holding like cardboard signs.
Oh yeah,
signs.
A lot of them.
But here's the problem. They all look like hipsters.
They probably are.
And
there's a website called Hipster or Homeless.
Their signs are so like they wrote so much shit on the sign that it's small print. So, like, you can't even fucking see what they're writing
Listen,
half the time.
Listen, they need to go back to school and learn marketing.
But their parents are rich.
You can make a lot of money panhandling.
I get it. But if your parents are rich,
that crazy. Yeah. That you can make a lot of money panhandling. I ain't giving them shit.
I don't give homeless people anything.
I have the best excuse in the world when I'm working because I get them coming up to me all the time. Like, we don't carry cash.
You know what I always say?
What?
Get a job.
Get a job, N-word.
I don't have any cash. Like, I'm like, sorry, I only have credit.
Sorry, I only carry hundreds.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because be careful, because one of them might pull out an iPhone one day with that little swipe thingy on it and be like, just swipe just swipe it?
I'll be like, fuck you.
To transfer.
What's your PIN number?
They go up there like, can I have some money? And she answers,
I have cancer.
Oh, never mind. You keep it.
Sometimes I get mad, but sometimes I don't.
I get mad all the time. I don't care who it is.
I get mad when they're, like, mean to you.
I don't care who it is. I don't give a shit who it is. It's funny because, like, I'll see like, a group of, like, teenagers with big water bottles with a little thing on it saying they're collecting for their football team or some shit.
I'll give them money.
Right. I don't trust them.
Whatever. Well, no, because they got the fucking – they got the whole fucking – like team and coaches are right there.
Oh, they have like and they have their jackets on and stuff.
Well, they have a table like on the one corner. You'll see the table with like all the adults there, you know, and they got like the fucking flyers and shit like that or whatever. Same thing with the fire trucks, the firemen. Yeah, go around with
them. I give money to.
Okay, right by me, well by the station. There's fucking this motorcycle club. It's like a black motorcycle club, and they're like young
Rough
kids.
Riders.
I don't know. They're fucking cool as shit, though. I love them. I always give them money. Mm. They're so fucking fun. They do a little
Sons
dance
of Criminals?
They're awesome. I also give money. There's a horse club.
A what? A horse club?
A horse club.
Well,
I'm surprised you're not the president.
There's a black horse club. And I give them money all the time too.
Whore.
You see them riding horses in the park.
A horse. The whole time I'm like, why are you giving to a horse club?
Listen, I was saying horse.
I heard horse. You said curse worsing, so don't act like I fucking misheard you.
Black whore club.
You said whores.
Horse.
No, you said whores with a Z.
Whores.
Yes, whores. That's what you said the first time.
Whores.
All right. It's okay. I got you now. I'm with you.
Those guys are cool. I love them.
The horse club.
Yeah, they're cowboys in Fairmount Park.
I see them.
Yeah,
on
right?
Horses. Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking badass.
That's
and
great.
And the motorcycle club. And any other thing where it's kids collecting money or firemen collecting money. Anything like that.
I have.
But homeless people, I hate them. I hate homeless people. I don't believe them.
You ever tell them to get a job? You ever say, go get a job?
No, because I feel like that's starting a banter and they don't deserve to talk to me.
Whoa. Geez.
I don't like homeless people.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, I'm not asking you to suck at my dick.
Like, I just don't get it. How really,
there's Italian homeless people. Like I just want a 5 cents.
It's America. And no, they don't even ask you for change anymore. They are specific in what they ask you.
Yeah, got any of the new 20s?
You have any of those North Carolina quarters?
Not them old shits.
The wheat field penny? Do you have that one? The wheat
penny? I only carry big face money. Jesus.
That's funny. New big 20s. Funny. I don't want this shit. Take that back. You get a raggedy 20.
I don't know. Maybe I
told you guys that story, but my dad, we all went to Washington, D.C. A relative of mine came to visit from Italy and my aunt. And I was a kid, so I got stuck going to Washington, D.C. You know, she wanted to see some of the sites. They took her to New York and Washington, D.C., not in the same day, obviously. But I remember being in D.C. and this homeless black lady comes up. Now, my dad's wearing like a suit without the tie, like, you know, whatever. Everybody was all dressed up. I don't know why. I was like, we're going to meet the president? Like, what's up?
We're going to go to visit the whole country.
Yeah. We're going to go visit Reagan.
You got to dress up nice and look at your best.
I think when I went, he was in office. It was like towards the very end of his, right before Daddy Bush took over. So we're there. This lady asked for money. And my dad gives her a 5. And I'm like, what? Like, I got shunned for like $2 the other day when the ice cream drunk came.
You know, he, like,
he was doing you a favor.
Right. Whatever, dude. It's
no ice cream for you. You have 2 of fat.
Whatever. I'm his son. My dad doesn't talk like a fucking asshole. The fucking lady, like, looks at the 5 like he handed her, like, dirty toilet paper. And she was like, that's all you got? And she fucking, like, hocked up a loogie, spit, and hit my mom.
Did he take that 5 back?
My dad pulled a fucking Sonny Corleone and threw her into a pile of fucking trash cans.
Fucking right.
Like,
did he take that money back?
Yeah, the money fell on the floor.
Your dad is gangster.
No, my dad didn't take it back. He picked it up and tore it into little pieces, and he fucking flung it up in the air, and it just blew away.
Put the gap
like
together.
Confetti.
Put it back together.
Yeah. Here's a puzzle.
And this was Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan came up here.
Reagan's a homeless black lady.
Well, D, can you spare some change?
He was a good actor, I guess.
No.
Was he in blackface?
Yeah, he was in blackface, had a black wig, curly wig, curlers in it.
No, this is
this,
going...
this all you got?
No, this was during Ronald Reagan's time.
Yeah, it was like 87.
So $5 was like super a lot of money then.
Yeah.
Like giving
$5. Yeah, it was like a gold brick. Yeah.
The fuck? Super a lot of money.
His dad was balling.
Is that a lot of money? Yo, did you play a super lot of money?
You know what I mean?
You're the power tard.
Like you could get a lot more than $5 then.
What?
Like $5 was worth more than
my dad
now.
Was just feeling charitable because I know my dad. He would have never done that, and I guess he
wanted to show the family. He was a fucking
no.
Baller.
He was no. He was like, having
I got,
a
I got
no.
Cash.
It was his sister. He, if anything, he probably would have made her pay for it. but he was just, you know, feeling charitable or whatever. He felt bad, I guess, you know, because she had a good approach. She looked really but the moment she took the money, she like got out of character. She's like, "What the fuck?" Like she was expecting like a hundy or something, you know. My dad just, once he spit hit my mother, oh my God. He just ran over to her, like double fist, like double clutched her, picked her up and fucking threw her backwards.
What did
she do? Oh, he was, you just heard her like quacking or whatever noise she was making. Like, and you just heard, yeah, it was bad.
Did she get up and try and bum rush?
Oh, she was hurting. She might have. Honestly, she probably like busted her shoulder.
Cool.
All you heard was like the thud of the bone hitting
the
concrete.
What did you guys do? Did you guys?
I had a huge smile on my face, and I was wide eyed. Like, I was like, "Holy
shit!" Did
that
curse out? Like, "Vafungu."
I didn't hear anything like that.
Nothing like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, he was cursing as we were walking after that. But no, that's good though. I was like.
He put his white hood on and walked away.
Yeah.
Chocolate briquette. Good show.
It was during your tour of our nation's
capital?
Yeah, capital?
My third tour in Afghanistan.
What are you talking about?
Like, were you walking around the White House when this had happened?
Yeah, it was right on the White House lawn. No, we were walking, like, close. We were, like, basically in the whatever that section is, where all like the Capitol Hill is, and there's like other buildings there. It's where all the politicians basically hang out. It's not like we weren't on Martin Luther King Boulevard or anything like that.
No, but I mean, were you like by the pool?
By the pool?
I said Washington, D.C. Did I say fucking the Bahamas or something?
Yeah, you know that big pool?
Oh, the at the. I know what she's talking
by
about.
By the Washington Monument.
It's not a pool.
It is a pool.
It's not.
It's called, like, the reflecting pool or something.
Yeah, all right. You're right. She's right. It's the reflecting pool.
It's by Lincoln.
Do people swim in it?
No.
It's not a pool.
They call it the reflecting pool.
There's fish
pool.
In it.
So it's a fish pool.
It's called the reflecting pool,
motherfucker.
You know
the one Forrest Gump ran in when he
Jesus
saw Jenny?
Jesus Christ, Jenny swam in it. Yeah. So did Forrest.
No, I wasn't by
Jenny was a dirty whore.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't by
who
the
had
pool.
AIDS.
And Forrest was retarded.
Jenny.
Okay. So it wasn't like
no.
A government property.
Well, I don't.
This is important to my story in my head.
If it was really government property, like, I don't think the homeless chick would have been roaming it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were, like, right across the street from one of the main fucking attractions or whatever. Might have been the Lincoln Monument. Like, we might have been right across the street from
it.
I don't fucking know.
Interesting.
But, nonetheless, my dad fucking threw the through.
That's awesome.
That's basically what it was.
That's pretty awesome.
To me, it...
I wish as I
a,
could say
as a child, as a child, to me, it looked like she flew about 30 feet, you know?
Yeah.
Like you would see in a superhero movie when they throw a bad guy. That's what it looked like to me. You know, my imagination then was like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, that's a fucking awesome.
But that's, I mean, that's how my family handles the homeless.
I wish I could. So you never give homeless people money ever?
No, I got suckered. I learned my lesson one time. I learned a valuable lesson. I got suckered by a fucking meth head, a crackhead.
I got suckered too.
When I used to work for Home Depot in South Philadelphia, I was... during my lunch break, I went to my car, smoked a cigarette, you know, and this woman who was dressed business, she was dressed in a business outfit. Like, you know, she looked professional, not like a professional hooker. She looked professional, like businesswoman, yeah. You know, she like knocked on my window. I roll the fucking window down on the passenger side. And I'm like, you know, can I help you? She's like, I'm sorry to bother you. She's like, my car broke down. I'm waiting for, I forget what she said. I'm waiting for somebody, the tow truck to come get it or whatever. She's like, you know, could you spare some change so I could use the payphone? This was before like cell phones. And I was like, I actually didn't have any change, you know? And she's like, listen, she's like, I forgot what she said. She said something like, she walked all the way from her broken down car and forgot her purse. She wasn't carrying a purse with her. She's like, you know, I'll give you my information and, or, you know, whatever. I'll get your information and I'll give you back the money, or I can come back here once I get the, you know, my purse and give you the money. And I was like, no, I was like, that's okay. So like I pulled out a couple bucks and I gave it to her. 3 weeks later, same exact woman, same exact outfit, same exact story. And I was like, you tricky fucking bitch.
Did you call her out on it?
Yes, I did.
Fucking right.
And the moment I did, she fucking took off.
Yep.
Crack running. She did. She fucking busted like a heel. She had heels on. She busted a heel running away. I didn't even get out of the car to chase her. I was just like, you tricky fucking bitch, I said to her. I was like, you got me a couple weeks ago. I was like, you know what? Good for you. And she like, she started to back up slowly, like, you know, and just took off.
That same thing happened to me too, but on South Street. This kid said that their car got towed because he parked it like somewhere he wasn't supposed to.
Uh-huh.
And I gave him fucking $10.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And then like 2 days later, he told me the same story and I fucking flipped out on him.
That's when you hit him with the car.
I screamed at him like high pitched wails, like, you motherfucker.
Wow.
And he was like, what? And I was like, I was like, oh, you're still trying to get your car? And did the same thing. He ran off.
Jesus.
I chased him.
I believe you.
Me and my friend were chasing him down the street. He got
did you get two black eyes from chasing him?
I was just going to say that.
I was so mad, though. So never again. Never homeless people or anybody wanting money.
Yeah.
I was in Seattle, when we were going in to go into the A&P or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
There was this guy, this really tall black guy in this lime green suit. And he had like a purple tie on. He looked like this Joker.
So he was a pimp.
Like, kind of.
He was the bloker.
But he asked me for money, and I, he was like, oh.
That was Don Magic Juan.
He had this whole story, and the whole entire time he was saying it, I couldn't stop laughing.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, listen, I don't have any money.
Listen, you racist bitch. You going to give me some money?
And he's
you
like, oh, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. I was like,
that's my favorite. When you turn him down, and they say, have a blessed day. And that's when you're waiting for someone with a nice pick to get you in the back of the neck.
Yep. Do you know what? When when somebody says that to me, you know what I say sometimes?
God bless you.
Now I say, oh, yeah, how do I do that?
What, have a blessed day? Yeah. Wow, you negative Nelly. Like, what's your problem?
Yeah,
you're getting blessed by a homeless person.
I hate homeless people.
You're just inviting them to talk after that. Just say thanks.
No, I'll walk away. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Wow. You really do hate homeless people.
I don't like them.
I can tell.
You know, the most of them are mental, right?
Yeah, that's why I just... Until I start bringing God into it. Makes me angry. Just walk away.
Why does bringing God into it make you angry?
I don't know. Because
clearly God isn't blessing them at all.
Like, it seems like phony.
Phony?
It seems phony. Like, it seems like they're not sincere when they say that.
What, have a blessed day?
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to get pity from you.
That's what it is.
Well,
it you know,
work.
You didn't give me anything, but I'm going to bless you anyway to make you feel sorry for me when you leave. And like, wow, he blessed me after I said no to him.
No.
That's exactly what
that's what they're doing. I'm telling you, that's what they're doing.
That's stupid.
Okay. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying that's what they're doing. You want to know why? I'm telling you why.
There was this guy outside of that.
I'm not going to try to make you love homeless people, by the way.
Dude, you will fail.
I'm not trying to. I'm not a big fan.
What would you do first? Have anal sex or like homeless people? What comes first?
Anal sex.
No. Wow. All day. She said all day.
Really?
I hate homeless people.
Wow. Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
I don't like
Good for you.
Giggity, let's have sex.
I like the homeless people in Seattle better than here. They were nicer.
That's kind of it's a little weird there.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Because they're playing Nirvana?
No. Because they do like... Because they take care of their homeless people so much in Seattle.
Who's they?
The city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like all the homeless people get like...
So they're not really homeless if they're being taken care of.
Yeah, pretty much. They get cell phones, everything.
Oh, what? Awesome. Yeah, that makes me want to give them money.
Right, but they
make
these signs.
Yeah, here, pay your cell phone bill, asshole.
But they make these signs and do these tricks, and they say it's just for weed. Like, they just want money for weed. I respect that. I didn't give them any.
Huge heroin fan.
I still didn't give them any money, but I thought it was entertaining. Or do you ever get a homeless person that starts to tells you a joke and then says, like, how much is that worth?
No.
And I'll be like, no, go away.
I never met Bobby Kelly. No,
no. You fat fuck you.
Fuck off. No, I've never met a comedian homeless person.
Oh, yeah.
A homeless comedian.
They'll do, like, tricks.
I don't think Dane Cook lives in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Or they'll, like, won't finish the trick until you give them money. Or they won't finish the rest of the drip.
Well, it's actually ironic. It's a lot of comedy shows I've attended. I gave my money and I didn't laugh that much. It's just like,
leave Joe Matarese out of this.
Yeah. You mean Joe DeRosa? No.
But like that, because they're creative, I like that a little bit more. But
here's the thing.
You get no money from me.
If they tell you the joke and want money for the punchline, you could just Google the joke right in front of them. Like, I got it. Don't need to give you shit.
I'm going to do that next time.
You should.
I want to just tear out a homeless person's soul.
Hang out with the homeless person for an extra couple minutes while you're playing with your phone while he robs you and kills you.
Huh. That's interesting. Interesting way to look at it, miss.
What's that?
That creative homeless people are worth more than just homeless people.
Yo, man. Everybody's got to do something
society. So if you see someone in Philadelphia has a sign that, look, I ain't trying to bullshit you. I need money for booze.
I have more respect for that person because they're not phony.
So would you lump them in with the Seattle group?
No, it's like, okay, you don't have anywhere to live. You don't have to worry about cleaning anything or anything like that.
So the homeless people have no worries.
Yeah.
None.
The homeless.
That's
not
what I was saying.
That's not true because in Seattle, apparently they have a cell phone bill.
No, they get their cell phone paid for them. They get cell phone. They get food. They get everything.
So they get a cell phone, they order pizza, have it delivered to
that spot. Yeah, you don't want them to just wander around looking for drugs. You want them to be able to call the dealer.
What's your address? Oh, okay, well, it's near the corner of... if you go like
three...
No,
there's tons of like shelters everywhere. in Seattle.
What a fucking waste of money.
That's why the taxes are so high in Seattle, because they take care of the homeless people.
And they're not upset about that?
No, because they don't have as much crime and shit.
So, wait. Why? So, people that live in Seattle aren't upset that their taxes are so fucking high?
No, people in Seattle are, like, way different than people around here.
Yeah, I get the whole West Coast, East Coast thing. I get that. Everyone's all supposedly laid back over
there. They're real laid back.
But they're okay with just paying high taxes and nobody says boo about it. It's like, yeah, I mean, we'll vote for higher taxes.
If they don't like it, they'll leave. I don't know, that type of thing.
The tax is probably still less than what we pay here.
Yeah, right. Probably. Yeah, what's their state tax? Like a dime bag?
I don't know. Those homeless people were better.
Those homeless people were better. Yeah. Because I know San Diego has a lot of homeless people.
It's funny,
too, because they have like one of the cleanest cities in the country.
Yes, I was going to say San Diego is pretty clean.
But they have, look it up, they have a very high homeless rate.
Do they all sleep on the beach?
No. It's funny. It's like the center of the city. There's like it's almost like it's not roped off, but it kind of seems that way, the way it's set up. There's like Comic-Con is in San Diego every, I don't know, half a year. Like, you know, they do it like twice a year or something there. Well, that's when all the homeless people like gather together and they like literally start going to where Comic-Con's held. Because they know that there's going to be people in line trying to get in, and they try to hit everybody up for money. But apparently, it's like, it's San Diego. If you're going to be homeless anywhere, I would think that'd be one of the top three on anybody's list.
I guess it's getting there.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be there than here.
You'd freeze your nuts off here. Yeah, I definitely want to be here.
Yep.
There's no. I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unless you want your balls in navy blue, then you can stay here. But if not, you know, go to sunny San Diego. San Diegans.
I would go there. If I was homeless, I would go somewhere warm.
Right.
It really makes sense.
Do you guys want to take a break?
A brisake?
Yeah, that sounds
good.
Because
that first hour was on fleek.
Fleeking like whoa.
Yeah, fleeking like whoa.
Shut up. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
It's fucking cold out there. God damn it.
It was starting to flurry when we came in.
Was it?
It was raining or something. Kept going on my phone.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah, what a fucking letdown that snowstorm was, at least for us anyway. Fucking Massachusetts, it's under like fucking 4 feet of snow. I heard like off the coast of Nantucket was like 75 mile an hour
Holy
winds.
Holy fuck.
Damn.
Hurricane or whatever, Winter Storm Juno.
That's the definition of a blizzard, man. 75 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Can't stand snow.
I don't mind it if I don't have to fucking work in it, but
can't stand it.
You just remember when you were a kid, you're like staring out the window, waiting for when you can go out and play in it. Now it's like you're staring out the window, like I gotta shovel this shit. It's just fucking wow. Times have changed, yeah. Man. Holy shit!
I don't have to shovel, but I do anyway because they don't come right. Until later on that day when everything.
What, you're
fucking,
Mexicans?
Yeah, yeah. It's all fucking Mexicans.
Well, Mexicans don't like the snow.
I guess not. And they're all small. So last year you could barely see them walking through the fucking.
Did they use little shovels?
Stolen shovels.
Yeah, the little kid shovels.
Speaking of Mexicans. This is so fucking wrong, but it's funny as shit, and I have to bring this up. I don't remember the guy's name. He goes by, like, some weird, like, screen name or whatever. He does YouTube videos. This guy, he's kind of like a fucking, sort of like hipster, like a rockabilly hipster type of dude.
Okay.
So he basically pulls up in a white pickup truck at a Home Depot, and he's like, watch this. And he's, like, talking to the camera. He's got like GoPros like set up and his phone, everything. So he's videotaping all these Mexicans at a Home Depot. He's like, anybody want to work? Anyway, and, like, hey, and the guy, there's always like one ringleader and the Mexicans like, yeah. How many you need? So he's like, I need like six. So, okay. Six, you know, and he gets like six of them. They all get in a flatbed and he's like, you guys all right? He fucking races out of the parking lot and there's speed bumps and he goes over each speed bump and you see these poor Mexican guys are like in midair. They're like, whoa. Right? So he's driving now. He pulls up at an INS building. Immigration services.
Fucked up.
And he starts blaring the horn like, hey, I got some illegals out here. Come arrest them. They shouldn't be in this country. These dudes fly out of the truck. They start running across the highway while it's so busy, like dodging cars like Frogger, and they're diving into bushes. And just, I was fucking dying laughing, and at the same time, I felt so bad because
that is so horrible.
But it was kind of funny though.
That's how you get rid of them.
That is so mean.
Marco's cousin, apparently. But yeah, man, it was wild. And he does shit like this all the time. He's like this racist motherfucker that just fucks with everybody.
Jesus.
I gotta find. He did something else crazy. He was driving and he saw like a bunch of black kids, like, you know, standing on a street corner or whatever. And he like drove around a corner, found a cop. And he told them, like, you know, that they were selling drugs or whatever. And the cops, like, call for back. And they all fucking race to this corner. And they're pushing these little kids up against the wall and shit as he's driving by slowly. Like, this dude is fucking wrong, man. I don't know if his videos are still up. It's been a while since I've seen that one. But,
Jesus,
man.
I love it.
He's got his, like, own version of Jackass or whatever. It's pretty fucked up.
That's fucked up.
So you think there's going to be any good commercials?
Like, there's always one or two good commercials.
Remember, I mean, back in the day when you used to like look forward to that shit?
Yeah, because they were always like epic.
Well, yeah. And people still do. I mean, women watch the Super Bowl for the commercials.
Yeah, women always look forward to the commercials. Men look forward to the game.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
you look forward to the game, but the commercials, you're always like, all right, I wonder what, you know, Budweiser's going to do next. You know what I mean?
Not really. No. Fucking hate Budweiser.
Maybe next they'll make a decent beer.
I like
that Bud. Beer doesn't make you shit your pants.
It does make
you like
shit.
Bud?
I do like Budweiser, yeah.
That's terrible beer.
That's like the worst beer you can drink.
I don't even drink that much beer. When I do, I drink Budweiser.
I don't drink beer, but when I do, I drink Shitweiser.
Makes me shit fucking cement.
Like, I've never gotten a headache after taking a shit, except when I drink Budweiser.
Budweiser?
Miller does it too for me.
Nah, Miller is fine with. I'm fine with Miller products, but like the only Bud product I can drink is like Michelob.
Bud's heavy. It's very heavy.
It's just mud.
Yeah,
it's like mud. Mudweiser.
I like fancy beers.
What's that? PBR
is not fancy.
That's the cheapest beer that I like.
Yeah,
Molson Ice.
No,
dude, Molson Ice. I miss that. I don't make that no more.
Don't make that.
No.
Molson Canadians.
That's
bomb.
Good. I like that. I love any Molson product. Molson Ice was the best back in the day. Smooth, get you fucked up.
I don't think I ever had it.
So good.
What's that commercial with Peyton Manning where he sings that jingle.
Chicken parm, you taste so good. Nationwide.
Nationwide.
Yeah, that's right. All right. I wonder if there's going to be more of those.
Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, my head is real fucking big. My retarded brother won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's
a fucker.
Do anything. Missy has cock and balls.
Do you guys have a... You guys have a favorite for this Super Bowl? Do you care? Like, what's your feelings on it?
I don't know. Seahawks, I guess.
I guess.
Seahawks. Yeah, I don't really care.
You're just there because you don't want to get fined?
Yep.
I mean, you guys give a
for
shit.
For me, it's a battle of two teams that I absolutely despise.
Yep.
Now, what do you hate about the Seahawks? Is it something that's more recent, or did you always hate the Seahawks?
Because
they've been irrelevant forever.
That's what it is.
Yeah. You know?
They've been irrelevant for so fucking long. And even when they made the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, they were like just as soft as baby shit. Like they were, it's a shit team.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Like they've been irrelevant since I was a kid.
Right.
And now all of
I did
a sudden,
like Steve
Largent.
I was a Steve Largent fan.
Fuck that dude.
Well, all right. But I'm just saying, I liked him. He was a good player.
Yeah, I can't stand that they're relevant now.
Mm-hmm.
Steve
DeBerg.
I fucking hate Marshawn Lynch. I can't stand him.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes back to my whole theory about, you know, I hate watching teams win a Super Bowl before my. Now, they already won last year, so that point is moot now. Now it doesn't matter how many they win. But, you know, I'm kind of at a crossroads with the Patriots. I fucking hate the Patriots. I really do.
Join the club, buddy.
But here's the crazy part. It's kind of cool to think that if they do win, then it kind of solidifies Brady as being the best ever, even though he's already in the talk. He's in talks mm-hmm. of that anyway. But, like, to be in the class with Montana, I mean, that doesn't happen in a lifetime. And I got to see two of them.
Yeah.
You know, that milestone kind of seems important. But then again, it's like, can I really root for this fucking guy?
What do you think about the way people say that they stole the Super Bowl because of their cheating? You think that had anything to do with it?
Well, here's my thing. Here's my thing. I think that there's...
Could just be a Philly thing where people are saying they stole it from...
But apparently it wasn't just with them. Apparently it was with the Panthers, too.
Yeah, well, it was all season.
Because they did it with the Panthers first, then us.
Right.
You know? So, and I think it's kind of funny that after they got caught after the Eagles Super Bowl, that they never won another one.
No.
You know, even though they showed up twice, two more times, they couldn't beat the fucking Eli Manning Giants, really? Like, that's crazy to me, because I thought the Panthers team and the Eagles team were way better than the Giants team.
Yeah, absolutely they were.
Yeah.
I mean, the first Giants team was a wild card team. They were like the second wild card team to ever win the Super Bowl or some shit like that. And, you know, the second one I thought was a fluke team, but whatever. Nonetheless, I couldn't believe it. So I'm thinking, does that hold water that they couldn't cheat because they got caught? They couldn't find another way to cheat or whatever? Like, I don't know.
It's a different team every year, though.
Who?
The Patriots. It's not like the same players at the same skill level coming back.
They still have a small core. They have Will Fuck. I mean, you got Brady. Got that. Some of that offensive line is still intact. Some of the defense is still intact.
But they're fucking years older.
Yeah, but I mean...
The fact that they haven't won a Super Bowl since then is fucking irrelevant.
Well, I mean, I think it shows the...
Is that a curse?
Yeah, it's fucking irrelevant.
Is it?
I hate the Patriots, but people look for any excuse to say they're not as good as, you know...
Yeah,
some of the,
you're right.
I mean, they've been the best team in football...
A whole decade.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for
dynasty.
The last 12, 13
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
And just because they haven't won one since, you know, they supposedly cheated, which, again, every other team in the league did it. The Patriots got caught because Mangini's a fucking jerk off.
That's right. Why he hasn't been working. He hasn't got a job since.
Why would you hire
you think
Black
the
ball.
Eagles were doing that too?
I wouldn't be surprised.
But now,
Andy Reid just doesn't seem smart
enough
to do
something. Videotape the other team's
like
practices. Like, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, Andy Reid just doesn't seem smart enough to do something like that.
How are they capable?
He's such a Mormon, you know.
I don't know how.
Like, yeah, but it's not just Andy Reid.
I'm just talking about for them, you know. Like, I just don't see under his reign. I don't see that happening. I just don't. You know, just because of the way he was or he is, whatever the fat, you know.
Is that why they made such a big deal about this Deflategate or whatever?
Yeah.
Because
I mean they got called out before for cheating, and now they're getting called out again for what they call cheating. Now, yeah. I don't give a shit about the fucking balls. It's all they've been talking about is balls.
Balls,
right. It's like, come on, who cares? Like, really? Yeah. It wasn't going to help the Colts if the fucking balls were at regulation.
Yeah. Who knew there was a regulation?
Yeah, like, they could have been throwing Nerf balls out there. The Colts still would have won that. They wouldn't have won that fucking game. I mean, you know, if this happened during the Super Bowl, then it's interesting because the Seahawks out of any other team are, you know, they can compete. I think they have a good chance to win. I don't know who's going to win. But if anyone's got a chance to beat the Patriots, I think it's them. It's funny. Everyone's talking about how the Patriots are favored, and I don't know if the Seahawks can beat them because of their injuries and because of this and that. And I'm like, man, this is like – it's like deja vu. They're just underestimating this team again. Right. And they came out like gangbusters last year. And from that first fucking series, they fucking – they basically made the Broncos irrelevant.
Same players, right? Basically, right?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, with the exception of
the wide receiver. Yeah, he's gone.
But it's amazing to me how they just underestimate this team. Like, you know,
I just hate the fact that such a good sports town, Philly, a football town like the Eagles, like Philly, don't have a fucking Super Bowl yet. These fucking people in New England, they don't fucking know their ass from their fucking,
well,
you know what I mean? Until game one starts.
Look, they're pretty hardcore up there.
No, they're not. All of a sudden,
what do you mean?
In New England, all of a sudden, they're fucking.
No, I'll tell you a story.
I'll put the city of Philly.
They're hardcore recently.
Yeah,
from when this regime.
When this started.
When they got Belichick.
Football was the fourth sport in Boston for a long time.
Yes. But see, that's the thing. I'm not saying that this topic is irrelevant. What I'm saying is for the most part, they're a winning town.
Yeah.
They have Boston, the Celtics. Yeah. Right. I mean, you got the hat on right now, the Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
But that's my point, though. They know what it's like to be a winner. They don't have to, like, sympathize with us. We fall under the Cubs umbrella.
We do.
Okay? Like, that's the kind of teams we fall under. You know, yes, the Red Sox for the longest fuck, and they finally win one, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, beating the Yankees to get there and do it, whatever. They finally, you know, but it's the same thing with that. Like, nobody, I mean, even though the Red Sox hadn't won in a long time, Red Sox were very popular. They were way more popular than the Patriots were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a baseball town.
Right. Okay. But, that's where they kind of felt our, you know, whatever, passion, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you say that, but they had the Celtics in the 80s.
Listen, the Red Sox always sold out.
But they, like, that's why I hate their whiny faggot fans. But because they had championship teams.
But that was my point too, is like, they don't really, like, the baseball fans understood when it was baseball season. But they fall back on, well, we had the Celtics, we had the Bruins, you know, whatever. The Patriots lost, you know, and whatever against, what's his face, Favre. You know, they showed up though, whatever. But then when they start winning in the 2000s, it's like, all right, now they're winning. And to be honest with you, from 2000 up until now, Boston has dominated every sport at some point. The Bruins won a championship. The Celtics won a championship. The Patriots won a championship. The Red Sox, you know, no other fucking city's doing that. Not even New York. Fuck New York. You know, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, Philadelphia falls under the umbrella of, you know, starving for championships because it's not just about luck. It's just about horrible ownership. There's a history of bad shit business that just sent all these, like, you know, teams into the toilet. You know, I mean, going back to, I'm probably boring everybody with this shit now, but Brayman was a horrible owner. He didn't give a shit about winning. He wouldn't fucking re-sign Reggie White.
Yeah.
He didn't want to give Reggie White money. According to Reggie White's wife, she said they would have stayed for just about any amount of money. They didn't want to leave. They built their family here. They wanted to stay. They loved this town. They felt loved by this town. And it was true. Everybody loved Reggie White. But Norman Brayman didn't want to fucking pay him anything. So he's like, no, go do whatever fuck you want. We're not, I'm not giving you a dime. I don't want you back. It's almost like, cause.
Well, that's not 100% true. Reggie White sued the league for free agency.
Yeah. He was the first.
Because of Reggie White and the Eagles owner, that's why there's free agency now.
But what I'm saying is Brayman.
He wanted to keep him at his price. Reggie wanted to be paid like a.
Give him my money.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But Brayman didn't want to pay him what he was making.
No, Brayman didn't want to pay him shit. Right. I'm just saying that, I mean, Reggie White wasn't a saint in all this. He wouldn't have come back for
anything.
But
wait a minute. Hold on a second. But Reggie White proved his worth. Even if he
got, oh, absolutely.
If he got paid the same, he would have stayed.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and but that's what I'm saying.
And there'd be no free agency in football.
Brayman's like, no. You're going to get paid less. And it's like, whoa, what? What?
Brayman didn't pay him enough to afford a sleep apnea mask.
Too soon?
Jesus.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? Brayman didn't pay enough to get Reggie, what's his name? Jerome Brown fucking brakes. GPS and good brakes.
Put an idol on that car.
Or airbags. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, he ruined this team, and I think he wanted the team to tank so he could sell it cheap, or you know, take like basically move
up
the city.
And move it,
and move it, and he couldn't. Nobody's going to get rid of the fucking.
No,
team.
Because even when the Eagles are bad, people show up for the games.
Right. I mean,
if you're selling out every game,
what Jeffrey Lurie did on a business standpoint was it was great for himself and for you know like. He turned that team into a multi money making.
He'll
machine.
Make money if he sells it right now.
He's making money regardless of what they do. They could be zero wins every season. He's still going to make money. You know, it's not like it was back then.
Well, NFL teams don't lose money.
No, well,
no, they don't.
I heard the Raiders are losing mad.
They
money.
Can't be losing money. The TV deal alone puts them in the red or in the. What's it, red or black?
The black. Yeah, the red is good. Yeah. Red is bad.
Right. No, but the TV deal alone, they make money.
For once, black is good.
Racist motherfucker.
Not in Oakland. it's just, I don't know. I think it's just, it's a mixture of a lot of things. I mean, you know, people that don't know, like for instance, if we talk about the Flyers, I mean, with if you include Schneider now, and Holmgren, and they all killed this fucking franchise. They killed it. That team that won those Stanley Cups in the 70s single-handedly changed the rule book because they said it was too dirty. And now it's just stigma with the championships. Like, well, yeah, they cut everybody to get the chance. Whatever. You know, it's like, it is what it is.
Take the Russians off the ice.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, this was before the miracle game, you know. We beat the shit out of them.
They were beating all-star teams from NHL and all their NHL teams. They came in our house and we fucking
quit. Right. And it's just whatever. Like the Flyers organization is completely shit because of the fucking, you know, the guys running it. Bobby Clark killed it for as long as he was here. I mean, we can't catch a fucking break with these owners and these guys that are, you know, the GMs. Yeah, I'm saying all the sports now. Oh, yeah. Like the owners, the GMs, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. You know, you got fucking Robert Kraft in New England. I mean, he's, you know, whatever. Like, he's fucking God basically, and
he's smart. He hires football guys to make football decisions.
Yep.
And he sits back and collects a check.
Right. Yep. Well, now that the Eagles
The right football guys.
That's the key word, right? Because now the Eagles are doing the same thing, but we don't know if it's the right football guy.
They just hired their new GM's a 31-year-old kid. I mean, that's horrible.
It doesn't matter. Chip Kelly's going to pick the players.
Exactly. That's true. I mean,
doesn't matter. I could be the Eagles GM.
That's true. So what the hell's the point of a GM?
The Jew's going to handle the contracts, and Kelly's going to handle
and
the players.
Clips.
So what's a GM do?
Yes, sir.
I'll make the phone call, sir.
Uh-huh. He'll do all the press conferences. He'll do all that bullshit. He's just a talking head for the franchise. And it should be that way because it's a coach. It's his job that's on the line.
I agree with you. Let me get my players in here.
You know, and then you go with
I think it was Bill Parcells that he came out and said, he said, you want me to cook the dinner? Let me buy the groceries. And it makes perfect fucking sense.
Yes, it does. I mean, you can't have, I mean, look, Jerry Jones. He's got his fingers in everything, in glory holes and teams. And, you know, they can't win a fucking – they could barely win a playoff
game. Look at the ass off in Washington.
Oh, please.
That guy had – when was the last time – other than that 1 year with Robert Griffin, when was their last winning season? Come on. Joe Gibbs? First time?
Yeah. Yeah. Doug Williams? Yeah, I mean, it's just – we're in a bad – we're in a really bad spot, especially now. All four sports are going to suck.
Yeah, and when it comes to like fans of other cities, like I don't want or expect any sympathy for Philadelphia because we can't win anything. But I don't want to hear them complain when their football team does bad, when their baseball team won 3 World Series in the last 9 years. Like, fuck you.
Here's my problem. My problem is like when the Eagles play spoiler to a good team, and the team's eliminated. And then the Eagles are still in it. Then you hear, well, you guys didn't win any Super Bowls.
That's what
we
did. Yeah.
That's the shit that bothers me. It's like, yeah, but when was the last time you won, dude? You know? Okay, Patriots have an argument. You know, a Patriots fan could say, well, we won it, you know, 10 years ago. You know, all right, but you lost the last two. So, and it was against the Giants. You lost against a fucking retard. You know? So, whatever. Fine. You can stand on that leg. But, you know, I don't want to hear a fucking Dallas Cowboys fan tell me, oh, you guys didn't win. We go, yeah, when did you win? When was the last time? Well, you were probably a fetus when they won, you know? Like, don't talk to me about that shit. Like, it's stupid, you know? Now, Giants fans, they just basically won, you know? It's like, you got to hear them now until that fucking dries out. And it's
past
like,
accomplishments. They're like this.
Right.
Living
like,
in the past.
Like, I love the ones that pop out of nowhere, like the Niners fans. Like, what? Not, whoa. Steve Young was like your last quarterback that won something. And you're, what? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but, you know, they're fans from game one to game 16.
Yeah, I know. I just love these people that become a fan when a team wins and they're like, I'm this fan. You know, what happens when that team dries out? Are you still that fan?
Bandwagon.
Listen.
Do a next one.
You know?
Marco's son's a Patriots fan.
Nah, he's not a Patriots fan. I can't help
it. He's a Patriots fan.
No,
why
he's not.
I don't know. I saw him wearing a Patriots jersey.
They're putting Patriots gear on him right now.
That's blasphemous.
My wife and her family.
Oh, she a Patriots fan?
Yeah, I can't even fucking deal with it. No.
Oh, it's got to be nauseating for you.
Oh, it is nauseating. Oh. But here's my thing. I'll do it now because he's 2 years old. But let me have my father and son bond with sports, with the Eagles.
Right.
When he gets older, he can like whoever he fucking wants.
Right.
I'm going to steer him towards the Eagle now.
Sure.
Now, of course.
You wouldn't be doing your job as a father if you didn't.
No.
You really wouldn't.
Well, I am leading him to a team that's never won anything. But
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Loyalty, bitch.
It's just like the family.
Jesus.
No, seriously, though, you wouldn't be doing your job as a father if you didn't at least try to get him.
It's not
going to
happen,
you know,
anymore. It's not going to keep happening.
Your gay son is on your
team. Their family's not going to push for the Patriots, though, are they?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
They are.
Yeah, because they're a couple of them are diehards.
It's a sore spot right now because I'm making a big deal about
it. That's a bet you need to win. You lose every other argument in the house. You need to win this one.
So that's why you're rooting for the Seahawks.
I want the Seahawks. Yeah.
That makes sense. I get it. You have something that you this game is actually more exciting for you because you do have something on the line. You get to fucking sit there and point the finger at the losers.
I don't want to hear people say, well, my team won the Super Bowl. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but if they don't win... If they don't win, chances are they probably won't see another Super Bowl for a long time.
This might be it for them.
It could be. We don't know yet, but it could be. But if that's the case, it's good. You know why? Because that means that your son was never alive when they won. So it's moot whatever the fuck they did before.
He's
going
to be an Eagles fan until he's able to make the fucking decision for himself.
You just got to, when he gets old, you got to take him to games.
Yeah.
You got to show him fucking highlights of the good old days.
You need to murder your wife. Murder her back.
The whole family.
The whole family.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, well, you got it.
Are they from this area? I'm confused.
Yeah,
you got Steeler fan, too, in there, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I remember that Super Bowl.
I don't know how you become – I don't know how – and this doesn't go just for them. It goes for everybody. I don't know how you're a fan of another fucking team.
The colors. Red,
you know,
white, and blue. Red, white, and silver.
I can see if you're a fan of players because I used to love fucking John.
Yeah, but I love Barry Sanders. We're going to fuck with the lions.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't get
the whole... You've seen them at the zoo.
Yeah, I don't get the whole fans of a different team from a different state. And,
I hate the 49ers. I love Joe Montana.
Yeah. I love Joe Montana.
So exciting to watch, yeah. You know? I don't dislike the Broncos, but I liked Elway. You know?
I was a Green Bay Packers fan.
I hate the Dolphins. Huge Marino fan.
My brother liked the Dolphins.
I appreciate certain players. Paisan. That's like the only sport where I can honestly say that. I don't think I could do that with almost any other sport. Like maybe hockey, because I thought Mario Lemieux was fun to watch.
Hate the Penguins. Blasphemy as a Flyers fan to say that.
I know. It is.
We gave a standing ovation though when he came back from camp.
But I can't do that.
I was at that game.
Yeah. I can't. You know, I can never. There isn't a Cowboy I could ever say. I liked watching that play. Not one. Mm. I don't give a shit who it is.
Yeah,
not
I can't. One. I'm same with the Cowboys.
You know, it was to see them in pain was my championship. You know, seeing Michael Irvin getting carted off the field. You know, that was beautiful. That was like music. You know, the body bag game against the Redskins. That was fucking priceless, man. Just dropping like fly. The fucking Bounty Bowl. Oh, I miss Buddy Ryan. He was.
Speaking of not having the right people in place to win a championship,
yeah,
start and end with him. Fucking guy.
He had, just
call your own plays, Randall. Yeah.
He had the defense of all defenses that this couple years.
He didn't have an offense to score 10 points.
Yep.
You know what, though? That offense was still entertaining.
It was.
They just could not put it together enough fucking...
They needed somebody to come in and run the offense, and Buddy was too fat and stubborn to fucking do it.
Well, I've been on a diet. I've been losing some weight. Mm-hmm. I thought I looked good.
I like Buddy just because of his ass.
Yeah, you know what scares me, though? I'm a huge Buddy Ryan fan just because he was so entertaining. It was when he did his interviews that was what it was a big deal, plus the defense... Like, my favorite defense of all time to watch in this city was that defense.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I was, like, a fan of him. But now I'm looking, I'm like, wow, Chip Kelly kind of reminds me of Buddy Ryan a little bit. He's arrogant. He's kind of like – but he's on the offensive side. He's on the offense side. And it's like he's very – so I'm thinking this is going to be the same thing. It's going to be like 2-3 years.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell the middle linebacker to go out and put the defense together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Granted. But I mean, it's still kind of, to me, it feels like the same direction. Like nothing's going to happen. You have like one or two good years or two good years, three good years, maybe. And then that's it. It's over. And he's out of here. And then it's a rebuilding phase.
Again.
Right. So it's going to be a bad, bad decade coming up.
Yeah. Flyers don't look like they're going to do anything anytime soon. Philly's definitely not. Sixers definitely not. Horrible, horrible sports time.
I don't know. But the Flyers got a couple supposedly good defensemen in the minor leagues, and if they end up with a top two pick, there's supposed to be two franchise players in this draft.
Yeah, but they're starting to fucking win. What are they, 10 fucking spots out of fucking playoff spot?
They're a very bad team.
They are a very bad team. But we've been saying this shit every fucking year. They're this many players away from being a good team. You know, nothing changes. Nothing. We didn't have a goaltender forever. Forever. Not since fucking Perron or Hextall.
Pelly Lindbergh, but he hit the wall.
How long you been holding that in your pocket? That deserves a fucking drum roll.
Jesus.
Bumps.
There you go.
Oh, man. But he hit the wall. Seriously, like, I haven't had a good goalie in forever. We finally get a decent one. And now what's the? Now they're worse than ever.
They got the worst defense in hockey.
I get that, but it seems like they always have the worst defense in hockey. Always. And even when we get good defensemen, we still can't play good defense. So it's like, what now? I don't know. It just bothers me. It's like there's really nothing to hope for. Sports are going to start. They're starting to go into the rearview mirror for the next couple of years, man. There's nothing to really be excited
about. I just hope it's a good fucking game, not a blowout. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I just want to be
as far as the Super Bowl, you mean?
I want to be on
a Well,
that's it. I care less what happens.
It would be kind of cool to see like a dramatic finish. That's always nice. But at the same time, I really don't give a shit for the most part. I mean,
maybe God will make Russell Wilson throw four more interceptions.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, wow, that was stupid. God made me throw those interceptions so we can win the game. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. He blew down from the
Is that what deflated the balls? That's the wind caught over in the...
No, I think Vince Wilfork sat on them.
He thought it was a taco. He grabbed it.
And they actually interviewed like older players from, you know, back in the day and talking about, and you know, some of the guys, like I forget who was one wide receiver they interviewed. He was like, dude, I'll be honest. I never even thought about that. Never. It never came to mind how much air was in the ball. Mm-mm. I didn't think about shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know,
how Bill, did that even get brought to
Bill Belichick
attention?
Just I'm finds new and inventive ways to bend the rules.
There was like a delay in the game. They felt like a ball that was low on air.
Yeah, it was like they picked up a ball. It was like a floppy cock.
Yeah, they threw another one, and then that was low on air. So they had to find one that was, you know, good.
You know, football's more exciting when teams are scoring points. At least, I mean.
Well, that's the new direction.
Right. That's the way the league wants to go. So why wouldn't you let them have the football the way they want it?
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that. I mean, if the football's functional, what's the problem?
I mean, a defensive back can't sneeze by a receiver without getting a fucking 15-yard penalty.
Yeah. Like,
who cares if the ball's
He can't
a
sneeze
deflated.
In his hand and rub it on the ball. That's illegal, apparently.
Yeah, I think it's a horseshit rule, but it's a rule nonetheless that was broken.
The game is really fucking changed.
Yeah, can't celebrate.
Here's the thing. Come on. So the refs come in the room. They check the football. It's like, oh, yeah, the air pressure's fine. And they give the balls back to the team. What do you think's going to happen? Yeah. I mean, come on. That's just retarded.
Yeah. You're going to let the ball
I love how there. Tom Brady's playing innocent.
How does he not? Yeah.
Meanwhile, on tape, they have him on tape from a couple years ago saying he likes when Gronkowski spikes the ball so hard because then the air kind of leaves the football a little bit, so it's like a little bit better grip. And he said I prefer the ball with a little less air in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then when they asked him, he's like, yeah, I remember hearing that on tape. You know, it's like,
what is he supposed to say?
You know, I mean, look, you're the golden boy, just fucking just be honest. You know, you got everything you want in life. You got the supermodel girlfriend, wife, whatever.
Because he's not a dude.
You knocked up another chick who used to be like a really pretty actress at one point.
And you dumped her while she was pregnant.
Right.
You're a great guy.
You're the goalie. You can get away with murder. He could kill children and no one's going to say anything to him.
Right.
You know, because he's the golden boy.
He's the golden
That's
boy.
That's a sign of a great organization. From top to bottom, nobody breaks. You know, a bunch of people know what happened, and
did you order a code red? it's up to Belichick to break that silence. You're goddamn right, I did.
I like Belichick, man. I
don't.
I do.
He's like a great coach. I'll give him that. He's a great defensive mind, but I don't like him.
I don't get why people rip on his clothes. It's fucking cold in New England. Why wouldn't he wear a fucking hooded sweatshirt?
What else
Stupid.
Are they gonna
but don't you think it's kind of a double standard? Off, like though. you're supposed to wear a certain, like, you know.
But
like,
it's not the 60s anymore. Nobody wears suits on the sidelines. Whatever you want.
It has nothing to do with suits, but there's coaching apparel that they wear that they have choices of.
Like Andy Reid.
He takes a fucking bodysuit.
Oh my god!
But he takes a fucking sweatshirt. He cuts the sleeves off and wears it. But yet, Marshawn Lynch can't wear gold cleats. What's the big fucking deal? They're shoes.
In our eyes, it's no big deal.
And my shoes fell off.
Yeah, like
I
my
think
shoes
it's weird that
gold.
He cuts the sleeves off.
It's comfortable.
It makes him look more new, blue collar.
Is that it?
No, but a lot of people say that though because he's a New England coach. You know, Boston's a blue collar town. New England's a blue collar, which that's not fucking true. There's a lot of rich motherfuckers in New England.
Oh yeah, there is.
But still, it's just stupid. It really is. It's dumb. It is stupid. Who gives a shit? I don't know. It just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Fuck Bill Belichick.
Fuck Bill Belichick. Fuck Christmas.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that these two teams are playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is probably the first time in a long time where I'm just like not interested at all. Mm-hmm. Although
I wasn't interested last year.
I wasn't interested in the Niners Ravens one either. I was rooting for the Niners because I fucking hate the Ravens.
I hate Ray Lewis. Can't stand
I hate the whole organization. I hate their uniforms. I hate their faces.
I hate Joe Flacco's unibrow.
You don't like their uniforms?
No. Why? Well, what's to like about their uniform? Because they're black. So is their skin.
Well, I like.
They need to add more to it.
I like their name and their colors and everything. Like Ravens, I like.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the purple and the black. That. It's
very gothic.
It's very black penis.
But it's gothic. It's very fitting to the name. You know.
It's gothic?
Yeah.
What do you mean gothic? What does that mean, gothic?
Like a gothic vibe, like purple and black are gothic colors in fashion and things like that.
Okay.
And it fits with the whole
scene. That's your perception of it, but that's... Yeah.
Well, it's my chick perspective of it. Yeah. You know? And then, like, Edgar Allan Poe is from Baltimore, so it fits there, the whole Raven thing.
Yeah, but who gives
a
shit?
Very artsy.
Who cares? The Eagles, the fucking bird of the whole country, but everybody hates them. The team. Yeah, they love the fucking bird. They hate the fucking team. Every military uses an eagle in their emblem or their logo. But when it comes to Philadelphia, you go, fuck, there ain't no eagles in Philadelphia. What the fuck is that all about? No, but Philadelphia is where this country basically fucking started.
It's a symbol of freedom. It's a symbol
right.
of freedom.
Right. And this is the birthplace of freedom and gay love. And AIDS.
I thought Haiti was the birthplace of AIDS.
Well, no. In this country, pretty much it runs rampant in Philadelphia.
Gay love.
But gay love, you know, brotherly
like
love.
I like that the eagles have a good.
I don't know where the green comes from, but. Whatever. Money. You know, yeah. Franklin Mint money. I don't know. Green. No idea what the fuck. You know, maybe because the city was built from fucking Italian fucking hard work. Italian immigrant hard work.
Yeah, I would like to be. When I didn't like the Eagles for a little bit of time, I tried to be a
Raven fan.
Because of Vic.
Michael Vick and his dog.
And his dogs. And I tried to be a Ravens fan and I couldn't do it. I could only be an Eagles fan or I couldn't watch
football. I can't fucking stand it. My girlfriend lives in Delaware. And because Delaware is one of the shittiest states in the whole fucking country,
really
they don't have a team. It's either you root for the Eagles, the Redskins, or the Ravens, depending on where you are.
Where you live at.
You know, geographically in Delaware. Yeah. And it's like, she's an Eagles fan, yeah. But... You know, but I told you, this sneaky girl, she fucking used the Dunkin' Donuts thing to get every single one of those coffees.
Good for her.
We went through this already. But regardless, you know, when the Ravens were in the Super Bowl, it's obvious they were rooting for the Ravens. I'm like, I fucking hate the Ravens. Like, you know, everything about them. They all should be wearing, like, fucking handcuffs when they come out on the field. They're all criminals, all of them, you know? Why are you laughing? It's true.
Yeah, there's been, especially within the last 15 years, just been so many Super Bowls where it's just like, I can't cheer for either one of these teams.
Yeah.
It always
Year I wanted the Broncos to win.
It's the first time in my life I cheered for Peyton Manning.
Wow.
I don't like that.
I wanted to see him win. I wanted him to win because I hate the idea that his retarded brother has more Super Bowls than him.
Which is fucking weird.
It is weird.
Because
he's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
He's weird looking.
They're both weird looking.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Eli really does look like he has a Down syndrome.
He absolutely does. Yeah. But Peyton looks like Timmy from South Park.
He does look like Timmy from South Park.
So it's like they have.
But you know what the difference is? When they both speak, Peyton Manning actually sounds smart, where Eli couldn't be more of a rube.
Yeah, I don't even think I've ever heard him speak.
He's just like, I mean, he's just
maybe
missing.
Maybe like a Subway commercial.
It's almost like listening to the guys in Deliverance, you know? You sure do got a pretty ball.
Really?
He kind of like goes in that direction. Peyton's more like, you know, well-spoken. He's quick. He's smart. He doesn't sound like he has brain damage, whereas Eli's a little slow. And
I feel like I like Peyton.
Like a jacket. That's what I hear when Peyton Manning or Eli Manning talks.
I feel like Peyton Manning seems like a cool dude.
I mean, he's fun to watch on like commercials and stuff.
Yeah,
he's
funny.
Yeah.
He's got like good comedic timing.
Well, yeah. He's a regular fucking
the
Kevin
commercial
Hart,
that the two of them did together, that ESPN commercial was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, that one was
right.
funny.
But, you know, whatever. I mean, it for me, Super Bowls have been diminishing over the years.
I agree.
Especially since the Eagles lost. Everyone after that has been less and less. Even
like makes sense.
Like before the Eagles got to the Super Bowl in 2004, 2005 season,
you know, I still loved watching the Super Bowl every year for as long as I can remember. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved watching the Broncos against the Niners or the Bengals against the Niners or whatever, you know. And then for some reason, after the Eagles lost the Super Bowl, like every year it's been like, eh, okay.
Yeah, right. It gets worse and worse. Like this
like
year,
there'll be one or two. Like,
two flying fucks.
Like, you know, like the Steelers, Cardinals. Like,
oh, the fucking terrible.
Yeah. It's just,
what a horrible matchup.
I wanted the Steelers to win because I have this stupid theory that nobody agrees with that I don't think a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl should win it before my team wins it.
No, I agree.
I mean, that's
that.
The way, that's how I want it. I don't want to be the last team out of the whole fucking.
To not win a Super
right.
Bowl.
Right. It's embarrassing. Yeah.
It is,
you know?
Embarrassing.
Like the Phillies being the first team to reach 10,000 losses. Oh, great. You know?
Thanks for that negative.
Yeah.
Mark.
It's like, yeah, great. You know, you're one of the longest fucking running teams in the history of baseball and you have the longest fucking amounts of losses. It's like, come on.
Yeah, a couple World Series though.
Oh, yeah, two.
Two in 130,
yeah.
40 years.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah,
that's
all,
that's all we got.
Yeah, 0.003% in the championship.
Even Ryan Howard's batting average is higher than
I
that.
Know exactly right, but still, it's just it's embarrassing. It's like, you know, you have like you lose your pride. You know what I mean? It's,
oh yeah, when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl, I cried. I feel
so
like
did I, and we were there. Mm-hmm.
You were there.
We were there. We were fucking
we were there, bitch.
And we lost a bet. I had to fucking wear a Tom Brady jersey after it was over. That was the bet. Was we?
Why you were crying?
We were no. Yeah. Take the picture. But yeah, it was the bet. If the Eagles had won, they had to take a picture with a T.O. jersey, and if, you know, I said yeah. I'd take a picture with a Brady jersey. Which, not to mention, was like six sizes too small for me. So that was fun.
Fat guy.
Yeah. Instead of 12, you see like a 1C. Like, it was like, it was more of like a menu item than a number. I have the, you know, like a vending machine, 1C.
Yeah, 1C.
But yeah, it sucks, man. It's fucking, I don't know. It just lately, it just seems like the teams aren't really fun to watch in the Super Bowl anymore.
No, I didn't like
this. This should
year's.
Be a good one, I think.
Last year's we were making memes the whole entire time.
During the game?
Yeah, making fun of
Peyton.
Yeah.
The Broncos.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
I don't think I remember seeing one meme about that.
How we were doing it on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what would be an I actually was hoping Green Bay would go. I thought that would have been.
So was I.
That would have been a little. If it was Patriots, Green Bay, I think it would have been interesting. It would have been basically a shootout. It would have been nice to see.
It would be good to see the two teams I feel probably deserve to be in there.
Yeah, you know what? The only reason why they didn't win is because of
God.
Yeah, that poor coaching decision at the end. The kicker fucked up. Jordy Nelson fucked up. But in all honesty, if Aaron Rodgers was literally 100%, I think he probably would have threw another two touchdowns on top of what he did. I think it made a little bit of a difference on the outcome. And maybe it wouldn't have been into the kicker's hands and Nelson's hands.
I guess it would have just been a Super Bowl that makes sense or something.
You're right, it does. Because
yeah,
you got the two like offensive powerhouses facing off against each other.
I think it makes
other.
Sense.
So it doesn't, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's top, a shootout. That's top, what people want to see. Yeah. They want to see fucking
top
score.
Top defense now and against top offense.
Which could go.
Yeah, I mean, from it's the never beginning gonna, of the season, Seattle had a very good shot to go back to the Super Bowl. I mean, it made
yeah,
sense.
They were one of the favorites. Everybody was talking repeat in the beginning of the year. And then when it kind of fell off a little bit and whatever. But they had a strong ending and. You know, whatever. But see, here's the thing, though. With the two top offensive teams, you're going to get a shootout.
Yeah.
Right? But if you have the top defense against the top offense, it could go one of many ways. It could be like last year's where it's a fucking blowout and it's boring.
It was so boring.
That was horrible.
Right.
Yeah, the whole second. So I love when a team just comes in and blows the doors off the fucking stadium.
Yes.
But the whole game after that first quarter is boring.
But when it keeps happening the rest of the game, it's like, eh.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even.
Imagine Mike Tyson knocking someone out, right? And before the referee can finish the count, he just keeps coming over every 3 seconds and throwing six or seven more punches to his head while he's unconscious. It's kind of like,
yeah,
you know, I'm not done. You know, at some point you're just like, all right, can we?
You're like, are you just showing?
Can we bring
off,
in like another team, like tag another team in healthy? You know, but the other way it can happen is too, where New England's defense shows up, and then it's a fucking, the final score will be like, you know, 12-9.
You don't want that.
And you don't want that, because that's just as bad as a blowout. It's like, you know, you want to see, you don't want to see three and outs. That shit gets boring as fuck.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's really, it's, I don't know. The Vegas line right now is Patriots by 1, right? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember close what the over under is, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this game could be a very low scoring game. It could end up being a shootout.
Yeah. God damn it. I can't wait till it's over. It's funny. It's like I have nothing invested in this game, but I'm kind of nervous about it because I don't know how to feel about it. So I'm like kind of.
I can't stand both teams. If I got to choose one, I'll take the Patriots, right. But I can't
It's funny. I shouldn't have anything against the Seahawks, but, you know, we have a friend who was a Seahawks fan forever.
Even when they were horrible.
Yeah, even when they were horrible. And he always used to wear Seahawks shit, and it was like. So it kind of falls in the genre of having a friend who's a Giants fan. It's like, what, you're not voting for our team? Like, what are you doing? You know, kudos on picking someone just as irrelevant as my team and nowhere near our fucking division. But at the same time, it's like, what?
They couldn't be any further away.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
But, I mean, unless they're putting a team in Vancouver.
Actually, that might be closer. But seriously, I don't know. I don't like either team. I hate the entire fucking Seahawks team. Like, I hate Richard Sherman.
See, he's the one guy on the team I don't have a problem with.
I hate him. I hate his mouth. I hate what comes out of it. I don't know. He's so fucking, and it's not like this guy is, he's a bad guy.
He's very arrogant.
Yeah, like to the point where it's like, shut the fuck up. Like,
I loved what he did last year. After when he went off on Michael Crabtree.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Well, what's his name did it this year? The other guy opposite side of him. Maxwell? Mm-hmm. Was it him? Did you hear him at the end of the one game?
No.
Basically, he did the exact same thing Richard Sherman did last year about, you know, Richard Sherman was like, don't ever talk about me. Mm-hmm. Except this guy threw F-bombs in it. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, you're talking about the receiver that did that. Yeah. Doug, was it Baldwin that did it?
Baldwin, yeah.
Was it I thought it was the guy.
You underestimated the underdogs, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The receiver. Yeah, but I mean, like, what is everybody taking a fucking page out of Sherman's book?
Yeah, they're all fucking on the same team. Sherman's the one.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Well, I mean, we expect they follow the leader.
It was a rhetorical question, but
he's the one that said, "You mad, bro?" to Brady after they beat the Patriots.
See, that's the thing. That's the shit that could catch up. But then again, even if the Patriots didn't win on Sunday, they wouldn't say shit.
They wouldn't say shit.
They'd probably be like, "Oh, they're a really good team. We beat them because
they've
happy.
Been there. They act like they've been there."
Now, here's a betting question: a Vegas line. Do you think if the Patriots win, will Tom Brady hang up his cleats?
No, never. Not a chance.
So, regardless, see, I think if he wins, he might actually consider retiring.
No.
How long's he been in the league? I feel like it's been forever.
He's about 15 years, I think.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
He's not retiring.
What's he, 39?
He's not going to retire.
No, I think he's 36 or 37.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
He's going to retire soon. What's it?
He'll, soon. He says he's going to go as long as he can.
I think that
his last season. You're gonna watch him play, and you're gonna be like, ugh.
But that's my point.
That's
though.
When, like, he's gonna hang it up.
I would think after winning it for a fourth time, I think it'd be time to hang it up. That way, you go out on top. You know.
I agree with you, but at the same time,
or do you think he's arrogant enough? Without,
I don't even know if it's that. I think he just loves playing football.
Game, man. I get that.
He's going to play until they throw him out.
But there's also got to be something. Maybe there's some arrogance that he doesn't show in public. That he's like, I want to kill Montana's record. Like,
see, I think the going out on top thing, I think, is very arrogant.
Really?
Yeah, because it's all about me. I'm going out on top. Your team won. See, not you didn't win. Your team won the Super Bowl. Like the whole thing.
Yeah, but look at, but wait a minute, but look at fucking Brett Favre. Where is that?
Fuck that dude. I hate that dude.
Okay, but where does that, that was all about him.
Obviously.
He should have left when he was on top.
I wish he had a heart attack when he was okay. on top. Fuck that dude.
But I'm saying though, but you don't think him staying way too long wasn't arrogance?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely was.
So where's the line there then? So it's arrogant either way? Whether you go out on top or whether you go out to way too fucking past your prime or past your abilities, I guess you could say.
Basically what it came down to with Brett Favre is he didn't want to come to training camp. So he would play those games, I'm going to retire, I'm not going to retire, I'm going to retire. So until Green Bay finally had enough and said, you know what, hit the road, motherfucker. Right. We drafted a quarterback who's going to be better than you. Yeah. So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they stopped giving painkillers.
Yeah, and then Brett Favre got all butthurt, and he's like, oh, I want to play for Minnesota. And they wouldn't let him go play for Minnesota, so he had to spend a year in that fucking shithole, New York. And then went to Minnesota, because he just wanted to go there to play against Green Bay, because he felt like they wronged him. When if he wasn't such an asshole, and like, no, I'm going to play next year. Mm. All he had to do was be like, listen, I'm Brett Favre, bitch. I don't feel like coming to training camp until there's like a week left. And they probably would be like, you know what, go ahead. Fake an injury. Come to practice. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, tweet out a dick pic.
Yeah. I fucking hate Brett Favre, man.
I get that. I can get that from this conversation.
Can't stand that, dude.
I think you dislike him a little bit. Do you really? Mm-hmm. What about him do you like?
Because I was a Green Bay Packers fan when I was younger.
So you just like, are you a bandwagon jumper too?
No, I was a team. I was a player. I was a player lover.
You were a player lover. Yeah, I like that. That's a good name for a groupie.
There you go.
I'm a player lover.
I liked Reggie White, and he went to
thank you
Green Bay. So I liked them until he wasn't on anymore.
Yeah, I was sad to see him go, but I was happy he won.
Yeah,
that was, he deserved it
in spite of Brett Favre winning.
Yeah, he deserved it, and he beat the Patriots.
Yeah, we did. Fuck Brady.
Yeah, man. I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, see, all these things we're talking about, like the negatives of the Patriots, the negatives of the Seahawks. This is why I'm like, I don't really know what to fucking expect or what I want. You know, it'd be great to see
the whole
both teams like get electrocuted on the field.
Oh my god!
For me,
by Katy Perry.
Best case scenario.
That's my actually.
I know.
That's what I'm waiting to see, Katy Perry.
For me, the best case scenario is it ends the way the Rams-Titans Super Bowl ended. Comes down to the last play.
That was,
fuck a field goal. Right. You got to put the ball in the end. Like, that was exciting.
Right.
That was, I mean, not only was it a great game, the finish was just, it was fucking amazing.
It's storybook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was he? He was a foot away?
If that.
Cunt hair.
Cunt hair away.
Yeah, that's what it says in the record book.
Cunt hair. Asterisk cunt hair. Mm-hmm.
It's like that. Old announcer.
He was a cunt hair away from winning a championship.
For me, that's best case scenario. The game ends like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that hardly ever happens. But when it does, it's fucking great.
Yeah, like even like a couple Super Bowls have ended with a field goal.
Yeah, or like an amazing play.
It's exciting, but it's not like I want to see that last play touchdown or the game.
So wait a minute. So when let me rewind for a second. So when the Patriots lost the first time to the Giants in the Super Bowl in 2008 or 2009, one of those 2 years. What wasn't it a Tyree catch?
Yeah, he caught it with his helmet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, oh no, was that? But yeah, something crazy happened in both of the ends of those Super Bowls, Giants, Patriots, Super Bowls, right? Or was it just the one?
You know what? Giants, Patriots, I tune the fuck out. Like, it's on TV, but I'm not really watching
but
it.
But see, like, I think something like what you were describing pretty much happened in one or both of those Super Bowls, but because it's the Giants, it has no value. Holds
none.
No, right.
None.
Because that's how, I can't even remember what it is. That's how it holds no value. But I know it was like some unbelievable catch or something like that.
Yeah, it was a good catch.
That just ended the game pretty much, you know? And then you have like who was the other one? Was the Pittsburgh one. That ended on a really good
catch.
It
did. Holmes made that catch in the right. corner of the end zone.
Right. I mean, it wasn't as good as the one you just described.
No, but I mean, it was for two shit teams playing, it was exciting.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping for on Sunday.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. Two shit teams. It's like two shit teams. Same bat time, same bat channel.
You know, it's funny. I hate the Penguins so much that I hate the whole city of Pittsburgh. I hate the Steelers because I hate the Penguins.
I don't hate the Steelers.
They're casualty.
I don't hate the Steelers. Yeah, I can't.
I don't mind the Steelers.
Don't hate I hate the Penguins.
Hate the Penguins.
Don't hate the Steelers. Loved Mario Lemieux.
How about the Pirates?
That's the only thing about
Pirates are irrelevant. Yeah.
That's the only thing about Pittsburgh that I liked, and that was when I was younger.
Yeah. I don't think there was ever a Pittsburgh player that I liked. Steelers player that I ever actually liked.
Franco Harris.
Well, yeah, you know, representing half Neil, Italian.
What was his name? O'Donnell?
Quarterback. Neil O'Donnell.
Bobby Brister.
Bobby Brister. Yeah.
Cordell Stewart.
Oh, Scarface. Jinx, not it.
Yeah, I hate the Penguins so much that I just hate that whole fucking city.
You know, when Lemieux was playing, I actually enjoyed watching them a lot.
He was awesome. Sure,
I mean, again, I loved Mario Lemieux as a kid. He was the best hockey Jersey, player we ever saw. Yeah. He's the best hockey player of our generation.
Yes. Yeah.
But, God, since that, when the Flyers signed Jágr, every time he scored for the Flyers, I'd cheer him, be like, fuck that dude.
I hate Jágr.
I fucking hated him.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't happy he was on the Flyers.
No, I wasn't.
I thought it was insulting, actually. Yeah, really. I mean, what are you going to bring Dale Hunter out of fucking the Flyers?
Scott Stevens is
fucking
coming.
Him too, yeah. I fucking hate those two motherfuckers. But, yeah, it's. I don't think there's ever been a New York team that I liked or even said, they don't bother me. You know, like, doesn't matter what.
Any New York team.
Right. Yeah, of any sport. Like, I just
and
don't.
There's multiple ones in each sport, so it's more teams to fucking
like
hate.
The Islanders, you know, whatever. You know, even though it's the Jew part of New York, it doesn't matter.
The Jets are irrelevant to me.
Yeah. They stink.
Yeah.
They're irrelevant.
Well, the Islanders were like that, too, for a long time. Now they're getting better, obviously, and they were good back in the 70s, but, you know, they're irrelevant to me. You know, the Jets, same thing. The Jets
are they're a punchline.
Right. Yeah. They do have a Super Bowl, but they still, you know, yeah, you're right. They're a punchline.
They really are.
It's got to suck to be a Jets fan. It's got to suck to be a Jets fan.
One of my bosses used to be a Jets fan.
That's probably a group of fans that probably understand.
He totally gets it. Yeah. Like where Eagles fans come from.
I mean, they really have they even made a Super Bowl since the one they won?
No. I realize
they came really close once.
I realize that they do have a Super Bowl, but the best quarterback in the history of the Jets has more career interceptions than touchdowns. That's pathetic.
Horrible.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, but you know what though? Look at some of the other quarterbacks that won Super Bowls. They're not even that relevant.
Trent Dilfer.
Dilfer. It doesn't matter. Nobody knows him.
Nobody knows who he is.
Right. I mean, who gives a shit? What's his fucking Kenny Stabler?
Jim Plunkett.
Plunkett.
All these names sound made up.
No, these are real. Bubbles McGee? No, not really.
McGee won. Yeah.
You ever listen to somebody tell a story and they always say like somebody's name from like middle school? Like they'll be like,
"Why do we all go to the same school?"
No, but like you'll listen to somebody tell a story and it's like, "Oh, when I was in middle school, I had a crush on this person or whatever like that." And it always sounds like some name that's made up.
Like Timmy McGee.
Like all those fucking names you just said.
Remember when Missy Blue, Jim Plunkett, and Kenny Stabler in the fucking bathroom stall?
Kenny Stabler so sounds made up.
No.
Totally.
No.
That's awesome.
Okay. What about, think of another football name that sounds made up. Almost anyone from today. Yeah, yeah.
Norman Esiason. Isn't Norman. That his real first name, Norman?
So. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Norman.
Yeah, I was wondering where the fuck Boomer came from. Norman Esiason.
Boomer.
Sounds like a college professor. Professor like Esiason.
Or like a murderer.
Yeah. That would be O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
That even sounds made up. OJ.
Yeah. What was his real name?
Orenthal James.
Orenthal?
Orange juice.
Orenthal. No pulp. Or pulse. Orenthal James Simpson. Orenthal.
Orenthal.
Orenthal James.
That totally sounds made up.
Well, it's a black name. Oh, they're all made up.
I've never heard a black person.
Come on. You gotta see some of these fucking names. Joe Tavius. Really? You added a Joe or a Tavius to a Joe? Come on. You know? Jaquante? What the fuck is that?
Instead of Sean, it's LaShawn.
And I'm sorry, but you can go and trace back the step, all the steps in African name. Nobody named their fucking people that. Nobody. Nobody named their kids Jaquante or Joe Tavius in Africa.
How do you know that?
Really? Really? Joe is an African name? Really?
Joe Quaytis.
Listerine? Gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea.
Are you just making shit
up?
She
spelled a shit like gonorrhea.
it's just weird. It's like, you know, like I could sit there and say the same thing about Asian names, but I don't know anything. I don't know what anything means in that those languages. So they could be real names, and they probably are because they seem like real sticklers for the rules and shit.
Yeah.
But like black names are so like made up. They spell it weird. Some of them don't have vowels.
Yeah.
But when you say them, they have vowels in it. It's like, you know, all of a sudden they just start adding fucking apostrophes, and pretty soon it's going to be a name with an emoji in it.
Yes.
You'll probably name your firstborn with an emoji. This is emoji car.
This is smiley face Washington.
This
is
this is emoji coffee cup car.
Cigarette Jones.
This is Hungarian flag.
Smiley face Johnson.
Oh my God. This is my daughter wine glass. Come on, man. Seriously, it's ridiculous.
That's fucking funny.
You know, Katina. What? Like creature cantina? Like
Katina.
Like Hurricane Katina? Like what is it a cross of? Like what why drop the R? What's wrong with Katrina? Well, why drop the R? Or why add shit? Yeah, but that's ridiculous, though.
I mean, it makes it harder on your child to make them.
Yeah, you think it pretty much keeps them in the same tax bracket the rest of their life too.
And not only that, most likely they'll.
You're not going to see a Jaquante, you know, CEO of fucking Google.
Well, you might.
No,
but
you won't.
There's this, you know, as a child, you'll acquire a nickname.
And you'll acquire a rep.
Yeah,
and acquire a rap sheet.
But if you grow up in the jail right sentence. Area, then she'll, like,
acquire a lawyer.
She might just acquire go by Cat or Tina. You know what I mean?
Well, then she's a stripper if she goes by Cat, but.
I knew cats that aren't strippers.
Meow. No, really, like, if you think about it, like, you think of successful, you know, women of, you know, different ethnicities.
Yeah, but
they don't have crazy fucking names.
No, people change their name all the time to be more professional.
Fine. But why not keep those names? Because it's like there's a stigma attached to it.
Yeah, because.
I don't hire her. Her name's Listerine.
Yeah, I told you the whole thing with Flash Gordon.
What?
When I used to do the hiring and the firing for Greenleaves. This kid filled out an application, and on the top he wrote, "Seriously, this is really my name," because his name is Flash Gordon.
I would have hired him right on the spot.
I immediately hired him because of that.
We have a superhero that works here.
Yeah.
Flash Gordon. I would have went out.
He was He was 16 years old trying to find a job, just a part-time job in school, and he couldn't. Right. Because everybody thought
he
was a dumb
kid. Did he ever think about
trying
out for superhero?
No. And he still gets by Flash now. He's good.
I would too. I would never change that fucking name.
But you'll never see a Flash Gordon.
What?
You make it the middle name.
No, you fucking drop the bullshit job thing and go and be a better athlete. Become a fucking Heisman winner, Flash Gordon. Heisman Trophy winner. Imagine that.
That'd be awesome. That would be fantastic.
That would be, you know?
Be born with that name.
Right. You know, CEO of Google, Bruce Wayne. you know.
That sounds like a normal name, though.
Photographer Peter Parker. It's just, I don't know. It's like, if someone, like, I always thought about that. It's like, I don't have nothing about my name I could ever, like, name a child something cool off of something that happened in my generation. Why? Whereas other people can. What am I going to change my last name to Kennedy? Like my name, my last name, which I won't say.
I gotcha.
I can't name anything cool that goes with it unless I change it. You know, I want you to change it to Kennedy. You know, John F., my last name. Come on. There's nothing cool about that. It's fucking retarded. I'm sending my kid to a meat grinder if I give him that fucking name.
Yeah.
Era, you're fat. Era Dego. You know, that Dego Guinea Wop last name I have. Are you kidding me? Nobody can fucking pronounce it to this
Dago
day.
Dego Guinea Wop Greaseball Goomba.
My friend Melissa had a really ethnic Italian name, and she hated it too, growing up. She hated
it. It sucked.
She was like an actress, so she changed her last name.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. So you know Angelina Jolie, huh?
Yeah.
No. Is she a good actress? Like, she works still as an actress?
No, she quit acting a long time ago. But when we were teenagers, she was good at it.
What kind of acting she do? Like,
she was in, like, TV? Les Mis on Broadway.
Okay, no, she did, like, plays stage and stuff. Actress. Okay.
Yeah, I would be in commercials with her all the time.
Porn star.
No.
I'm joking.
What commercials were you in?
I was in a Yingling commercial.
You
I was
were?
In two Yingling commercials, yeah.
You gotta pull them up for
yeah, where's
us.
This shit? I mean, where?
How
I've
we
never
find
even try the look them up on the internet.
She's gotta have a portfolio with all that shit.
Of commercials.
I saw you in that herpes ad.
Yeah. No. And I was in a
that was just video. A doctor's appointment.
I was in a Toyota commercial and two Yingling commercials.
What the fuck? We gotta find these.
Find them. I'll try and find them.
Yes, yeah, please. I would love.
Because I remember when they used to play them on TV. The only time I ever saw them was during Howard Stern. When he would play it, like when he had a show on 8.
Right.
And that's the only
wow,
channel
that was a
I ever
long
saw.
Time
that
ago.
Was a long time ago.
Wait, when Howard Stern was on E?
Yeah, he used to.
Were you old enough to be in a beer commercial?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Were you a teenager or something?
I was like, I think I was 21 by then.
How old are you now?
35.
Yeah, I guess he was on 15 years ago on E.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only time I ever saw it was during that. Other people will be like, yo, I saw that Yingling commercial.
That's fucking
I'm like,
crazy.
Like, what the fuck? I didn't say it.
That's fucking crazy.
We got to get a hold of those.
Yeah. That's wild. I remember one time I saw myself in a car and on the news.
Really?
It was after Flyers playoff victory. It was the game where the fucking, who was it? Was it Dykhouse? No.
Did he shot the knuckleball?
The bouncing puck it's over Hasek. Dykhouse. Yeah. That was the game we were at, and you see, like, my car driving behind the fucking news reporter.
Were you eating?
No.
I saw
the car. I knew it was mine, the license plate.
I was in a promo for Action News.
Oh.
No, because we were standing, just by accident, we were standing outside the Giants hotel room. Like the Lowe's Hotel in Philly, and they were there recording. We were just like screaming the Eagles chant, and they used it as a promo.
That's
for like
pretty
a year.
Cool.
Yeah, that was cool. My mom has that taped on a VHS.
She has it on a loop. Look, honey, you're on TV.
She's like,
again.
Look, I recorded it. I'm like,
if your mom ever goes senile, it'd be funny. It'd be like, I saw you on TV the other day, honey.
I'd be like, I'll just keep
recording. They're all
gonna
laugh at you. Wow. Well, I guess next week we'll talk about who won. No, I hope not.
We probably won't.
Moving
we'll talk
on,
about the,
yeah.
We'll talk about please. Katy Perry and commercials.
I'm actually really excited about that.
She'll be half naked. That's all that matters.
I don't know if she will. She doesn't seem to get half naked on just doesn't seem like it.
What?
Her videos, I've seen some of her videos where she's half naked.
Okay.
But when she's on stage, she doesn't look like she gets half naked at all.
She'll
she wears like weird shit.
She will be dressed up like
I don't
a
care, man. Her face
something.
Does it for me. I got to escort my girlfriend out of the room with a halftime show. I have it all set up. I'm going to put the TV on mute, and I have a porn lined up.
Oh, my God.
So I can hear the sound of a girl getting banged.
Oh, my God.
And I'll just fucking spray all over the TV.
You have issues.
Dude, I seriously have feelings for that girl.
I know you
That's like the one girl I think my girlfriend should be worried about.
You're so weird.
I know I am weird. I don't know why. I have no way. Something about
her. You like her face.
Yeah, but she's just, I don't know what it is. Like, she's got this, like, classic beauty look to her. She's not like all these fucking fake bitches today, you know?
She seems fake to me.
No, no, I mean, like, her looks.
I don't know. Her face seems like she did something.
Well, yeah, she put a lot of makeup on.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Tons. Yeah, but I mean, that's what they used to do back in the day.
Her voice
pin-up
annoys
girls.
Me.
I don't, care about
me.
That.
Yeah. When she talks in those, like, proactive commercials, I just want to cave her skull in. I don't like her.
So, Jesus. Who do you think is going to have a better halftime experience this year, me or her? I can imagine Missy having a little too much to drink before halftime, and once the show starts, out of nowhere, she throws an ashtray through the TV and just ruins everybody's Super Bowl party.
Yeah, but somebody's going to be cleaning cum off your TV, so.
Yeah.
It'll be me. It will. It'll be me. I'm not going to let.
Go ahead, hon. Use your tongue.
Yeah.
Ew.
She'll be like, use your tongue, motherfucker.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Something like that. She's not. That's like the one chick that she really gets bent over. It's like, oh, really? You like her? Really?
Probably because she looks nothing like your girlfriend.
Maybe because she thinks you have a shot.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I tell myself every night before I go to bed. No, really, that's like the one girl that bought that. Oh, no, wait, there's a new one. I'm sorry. There's a new one. I got the stink eye over a couple weeks ago. Kate Upton.
That's my girl. I love her.
I was like, yeah, I'll watch that movie. Isn't Kate Upton in it? And she's like, yeah. She gave me that look like she smells shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, whoa. And of course, when she comes on the screen and she's all running in slow motion, yeah. I'm like,
yeah, I love
Kate. I was getting like the fucking, you know, whole. Whatever, the bad looks and everything. But you know what, though? I think she fell in love with Kate Upton after watching
it. Yeah, her. Right? I think Kate Upton's universal. I think men,
what do you mean?
Women,
like, you
dogs,
can use her in any
children.
Country?
No, I think she's lovable by all. She's so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, she
is. It's like, no one can ever be like, oh, yeah, she's really not that attractive. Like,
yeah.
Do you see what I say?
I love her because she's not, like, real thin.
No, she's gorgeous. And her body's banging. Yeah. A fashion designer called her a squishy brick before. I was about to send him death threats.
Whoa, what?
He called her squishy
what?
Brick. He said her body was shaped like a squishy brick.
Brick?
Yeah. Her body is gorgeous. I like her boobs. They look like big
pillows. Notice there's silence.
About to start jerking off.
They're pillowy little...
Squishy bricks.
Yeah. Bitch, show me a tits.
I like them. I play this piano tiles game on my phone, and every single ad that comes up is her on a fucking horse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that game, yeah.
And then she's like walking around, and they're
when I see
jiggling everywhere, mm-hmm. and I love it.
Yeah, when I see that that commercial for that game, I leave it on. I don't switch it.
I don't switch it off either. Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Because the fucking that outfit she's wearing, her titties are like literally resting on her chin.
I know she has like a corset on or something.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
I thought it was a titty pusher upper.
Yeah, I have to delete that when it comes up because I don't want to jerk off at work.
Especially on a patient. Sorry. Yeah, she's very, very attractive.
She's so gorgeous.
Very attractive.
I love her.
I'm very fond of her. And you know what's funny? Next, I watched that movie, The Other Woman. That's the movie she wanted to see. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch that. You know, it's got Kate Upton in it. She was like, what? Why? Like, you know.
Next time, just yes, I'll watch that.
Cameron Diaz and the other girl. Didn't even notice they were in the movie.
Who's the other girl?
Judd Apatow's wife. She's in every fucking Paul Rudd movie.
She's not pretty.
I think she is pretty. I think she's pretty. And I think that Cameron Diaz is sort of pretty. I mean, she was prettier in the day.
Yeah.
Especially like the mask, the way she looked in the
movie. She was gorgeous.
Hottest chick of all time in that movie.
She changed right after that movie. Her face was different.
Something different about her.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but
she broke
her
nose. Like, soon after that.
Oh, was she not listening to a guy?
No, she was surfing.
She dated Ray Rice.
She was surfing? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
There you go.
I lost respect for her. but I mean, like, yeah, she was so beautiful in the mask. And then after that, she started to slowly taper off to, like, pretty much nothing. Then she had,
she
like,
got a really thin
guy build. Like, she looked like, she looked like, she looked like a thin arms Rob Lowe. Like, she really started to fucking let go.
Yeah.
But in this movie, she doesn't even, she's not even noticeable. There's
really
no, like,
Kate Upton just steals.
She doesn't,
show.
Kate Upton doesn't show up till midway through the movie. And I'm sitting there the whole time watching.
You're like pouting.
And I'm like, I thought it was, waiting for it. It's kind of funny though. Jamie Lannister's funny in the movie.
From
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Cool. He's kind of funny in the movie. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I can't believe Nicki Minaj is in this fucking movie.
I like Nicki Minaj.
Another one, I hope her fucking face explodes.
I think she's pretty.
No, not at all. Ugh, disgust. Talk about fake. There you go.
She's so fake.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of her.
It's like a black Barbie doll.
She's exactly that. She calls herself. She calls herself the Black Barbie doll.
No shit, I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought you were being ironic.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
She calls her fans the Barbies, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. She's horrible.
Whatever. But she, Kate Upton doesn't show up till halfway through the fucking movie. Of course, first scene, she's in a bikini, which is awesome.
Yeah. Right. Buddy. Naked, you strange whore!
But, like, once she shows up, I just saw her. Like, I forgot who was in the movie. I was like, and at the end, I see the credits, like, oh, Don Johnson was in this movie? Like, I didn't see him in here. Like, where was he? Is the guy she...
Is this the first movie that she's ever been in?
I don't remember seeing her in anything else besides my dreams and my laptop, my tablet, my cell phone, the inside of my locker.
Inside of your sock.
Those were our kids.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on to broadcast.com/JerseyJerks and donate some money. Thank you.
Bon voyage, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.